Hey, KFI.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right, man, but I just, you know, I got my throat just destroyed by this virus. I picked it up in Canada, but I do the best I can tonight, you know.
Those Canadians.
The motherfuckers.
Did you connect to the phones?
I did, yeah. We're there, man.
Oh. You have control of them?
I do. I flipped over to talent, too, yeah.
Batman sitting on a little stool, takes some money from my hand while his eyes take a walk all over you. Hands me two tickets, smiles, whispers good luck. Well, cuddle up, angel, cuddle up, my little dove. Well, ride down, baby, into this tunnel of love. Well, I can feel the soft silk of your blouse and through them soft thrills in our little farmhouse. And the lights go out and it's just the three of us, yeah. You, me, and all that stuff we're so scared of.
I will be flying to New York, and this is to celebrate gay marriage. As you know, Phil, I think we can all do our part to celebrate gay marriage.
Celebrate gay marriage, huh?
Yes, that's what. But, oh, wow. Boy, are you a homophobe.
When you say celebrate gay marriage, I mean, I don't mind celebrating gay marriage. I don't want to celebrate it too much.
Why? Because you think you'll be looking gay?
I suppose. Yeah, I guess.
Don't you think, Phil?
Go, 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 go go, go. Go, 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 go. Fuck me. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Boy, you are one fuck mother. You know, I'm glad you're the one doing the voices. I'm glad I'm just a voice, and I'm not the one doing the voice, you know?
Yeah. Well, you are a voice, and so you're going to do what I tell you to do. And when I say, when you don't go, don't accuse me of being a homophobe just because I say I don't want to, quote, celebrate gay marriage. I think gay marriage is a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
And I do.
Then why don't you want to celebrate it with me by going to New York with me and marrying a dude? Well, Phil, this is Dr. Rod Tarter. I have to tell you. I think when you go to the this is Dr. Ron Berman?
No, Dr. Ron Turner. And
okay, but I get the characters confused because they're almost the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not almost the same at all. They're completely different men. Have completely different vices, have completely different personality flaws.
I'm flawed, am I?
Yeah, very much so. Oh, yeah. Any guy that would leave his kid overnight in a line to get a washer at Best Buy...
It wasn't a washer. It was something else. Well, Phil, we went on Ancestry.com. Myself and my son, Josh, if you've been on Ancestry.com, you know that it's a website that's devoted to looking up your forebears, your progeny, not your progeny, but your forgeny.
Your forgeny?
Yeah, it's something like that. Jesus, what a prick. Whoever my progeny.
What's the antonym to progeny? Define progeny. And the antonym for progeny in the World English Dictionary is, it doesn't say, descendants, your progeny or your offspring or your descendants. God damn it, it's hot in this fucking bitch tonight. Even though I sit here on the edge of the El Pacifico, it is a hot, hot night. Beautiful day here at the beach. God damn, just gorgeous. And as usual, crawling with people, gangbangers. I'm kidding. No, nice people. Some of them gangbangers, but nice people. offspring or descendants considered as a group, progeny. But what I'm looking for, and I hope that I'm using the proper word, antonym is the opposite. And I know I'm not. I'm showing my lack of education here. But I guess I do that each and every night, don't I? Synonyms, nearby words. Oh, here we go. Here we go. What? Oh, an antonym is child. Wow. Adult. What? Man, I ain't doing this right at all. I mean, a descendant. Flock issue. Lineage, litter. Oh, fuck. Oh, here we go. The antonym of descendant, obviously, is ascendant or predecessor. The antonym of progeny is parent. My parent. So if you're looking up,
So we weren't looking up our progeny. We were looking up our parentage. Our parentage.
Parentage. That's a good word.
Well, and it's also a word that I use quite frequently. I'm not. I wasn't stuck for it, Phil.
No, I know that, but I. No, I understand that.
You've said to me in the past that you're not. You don't have a very good vocabulary. I do.
I appreciate that. I wish I had your vocabulary, Dr. Tarner, because you do.
Well, I read and I try to do what I can so that when I speak to people, I don't give the wrong impression, that I don't give the impression of that so many people give. And I say that as respectfully as I can. But most people come across as barely able to communicate. I know that when I did work among the deaf, when I did work among some peoples of the tribes, some of the Stone Age tribes there, and you'd think that you were talking to Americans. They could not make themselves understood.
What tribe are you talking about?
You may remember a couple of years ago the Stone Age tribe that was found in Brazil.
Oh, yes, yeah.
All right, and there were others in New Guinea and so forth. When I was working among those people, it reminded me of the work that I did with... I have to tell you this, Phil. It reminded me of some of the work that I did with corporations and human resources in working with the American worker. I was speaking with people who would sit and I'll try to approximate.
Hey, Phil, you there?
Yeah, right here.
Are you still going to do your news and information hour at 9?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I sent you some stories, just so you know.
Okay, great, man. Thanks.
I was doing work with human resources people, and when I spoke to the average common worker in America, he would, and I'll try to approximate, the sounds that he made were, ah, 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 ah.
What is that?
What?
What is that sound you're making?
Well, that's what I encountered among the American workforce trying to communicate, trying to just say, I don't know how to fill out my insurance forms. It would come out. I was struck by that, Phil. And
You're so full of shit. Your eyes are brown.
My eyes are green.
All right.
What's that tell you about the bowel movements I have?
Yeah. So anyway, la da 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 da. No, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even know what. God damn it. So she won. Yes. Update password. What the fuck, man? This woman is fucking sick. Fucking crazy. This woman had cut off this guy's dick. Reminds me of that movie, and I never saw the movie, but I heard about it, called I Spit on Your Grave. That's kind of what the woman in that flick, I think she hunted down the guys that had raped her, and she wound up hacking off their dicks one at a time, I think. I think it was something like that. Real different. Oh, yeah, she's real different. Where the fuck's the print feature on your goddamn stories, LA Times? Where do you put them? Or where do you put it? Is it a game? Is it some sick game you play? Some fucking game? All right, fuck it, man. I'm good. I'm good with that. What else, dude? What else we got here, man? Fuck. Delete. Mark Newman podcasts. Delete. What the fuck is this? God damn it. Okay, real good. No problem, man. No problem. Roof. Mitch. How do you spell contingency? I'm writing a letter here and I don't know how to spell contingency. Wouldn't know how to spell C-O-N-T contingency. Plural would be contingent, I-E-S, right? No, it's not. That's not even how you spell contingency. What is laryngitis? Laryngitis is an inflammation of the voice box or larynx that causes your voice to become raspy or hoarse. Laryngitis can be short-term or long-lasting, chronic, most of the time it comes on quickly and lasts no more than 2 weeks. Chronic symptoms are those that last 2 weeks or longer. Check with your doctor if your symptoms last more than 2 weeks because your laryngitis may be caused by more severe problems. What causes laryngitis? Laryngitis can be caused by colds or flu. This is the most common cause. Acid reflux, also known as gastroesophageal. Chronic laryngitis may be caused by more severe problems, such as nerve damage, sores, polyps, or hard and thick lumps, nodules on your vocal cords. Some hoarseness may occur naturally as your vocal cords loosen and grow thinner. Na, 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 na.
Well, Phil, I know that, I know you're working very hard. I know you're working very hard, Phil. I know, Phil, that...
Goddamn. You make your fucking living with your voice. That's one thing. You make your fucking living with your voice, doing voices. That's a bitch. All right, what are we doing, man? What are we doing? 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 Ron Turner, Don Berman.
Hey, Phil.
Right here.
Yeah, it's not like you could take a break with the when the guest talks because you're both.
Yeah. You got it. Well, you know, we'll just do what we can do, man, and I wouldn't worry. We'll just push on, man, like we're doing the George Norrie show, man. We're just interviewing people and we're not taking calls, you know.
Yeah, can you do like Bud Dickman's voice 9 hours?
No. See, the 9 o'clock hour is just going to have to be me by myself, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm just, you know, I don't know that, but, you know, even Robert, I mean, what does that sound like to you?
You know, he's over here. This is Bud Dickman.
What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like Bud, or does it sound like Bud with a cold?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Bud with a cold.
Yeah. Well, so. There you have it, my boy. We're not very, you see.
And if you, for some reason, if your voice is out at the last hour, we could play something on tape, too, if need be.
Well, let's just... I think my voice is going to last. I think it'll be there.
Okay.
It might even get better as the hour goes by, but I'm not going to make too much of a... I got to make a decision in favor of making it funny. And so sometimes, you know, when you're trying to get calls, you're sort of trolling for those calls a little bit, so you're taking the edge off a bit. But sort of in keeping with what you guys said, which I think is very, very smart, and what my instinct is anyway, I'm just going to go, you know, full on for the comedy. And, you know, if we get calls, great. If we don't, I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool.
So in other words, Mr. Henry, what you are saying, and I want to be clear, you are saying that you think you can carry 3 hours of comedy. Is that it?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, boy. Oh, baby.
Really?
Yeah, really. Boy, it takes a... Boy, you got some pair on you, don't you? You must think you're real... real funny, huh?
I think in a pinch I can be, yeah.
In a pinch. A pinch is a lot different from 3 hours, let me tell you what.
You're a fake voice. What do you know? You're a fake voice. What do you know?
Shut up. Quit it.
You and me and all those things we're a-scared of. Into this tunnel of lust. Look up Ancestry.com. Zach Investment Ideas. Feature highlights. Man. Let me see here. Print. There we go. into this tunnel of... What do you think, man? Get a little Earth Cam going here, man? I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I'm going to bring a show in the program.
Real good, man.
Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
A confession? I'm Michael Crozier. A defense lawyer says the suspect in two attacks that killed at least 92 people in Norway has confessed. The lawyer is not commenting on Anders Breivik's motives. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says many people are giving their support to the people of Norway after the attacks yesterday.
The United States strongly condemns any kind of terrorism, no matter where it comes from or who perpetuates it. And this tragedy strikes right at the heart of the soul of a peaceful people.
Officials say it took an hour and a half for police to get to the shooting site after the first gunshot. The NTV news agency says Breivik wrote a 1,500-page manifesto before the attack in which he criticized multiculturalism and Muslim immigration. The news is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Singer Amy Winehouse has been found dead at her home in London. Harriet Prest with Sky News says fans have been gathering outside her home all day.
Police have cordoned off a really large area around the house here in Camden where Amy Winehouse died. I mean, we haven't been here for that long, but since then so many people have come down, the crowds coming to pay their respects to a musical genius who was very, very well known in this part of Camden.
Winehouse won 5 Grammys in 2008 for her Back in Black album. She struggled with drug and alcohol abuse. She was 27. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
That four-car crash still there in Mid-City. 10 freeway eastbound past Arlington. Left lane still blocked off. That's causing a really heavy backup out of the Santa Monica area that continues towards the 110. 405 freeway northbound also tough right at the 90 toward Getty Center. I can see some of that slowing further up ahead through the Sherman Oaks area through our Ralph's traffic cam as you head up towards Nordoff. 101 northbound tough through downtown. That's between the 5 and the 110. Southbound slowing right at DeSoto toward the 5. Amy Salas, KFI Traffic.
Talks aimed at avoiding a government default have moved from the White House to Capitol Hill. President Obama met with congressional leaders for only about an hour at the White House this morning, after which the White House said Congress should refrain from playing reckless political games and come up with a long-term plan to raise the debt ceiling. Republican lawmakers say House Speaker John Boehner hopes to have a framework before Asian stock markets begin their Monday sessions. That'll be tomorrow afternoon, local time here. Our permanent home has been found for 2 beams fused into a cross on 9/11.
The 20-foot-tall cross has now been moved to its permanent home a block away at the National September 11th Memorial Museum. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani says the cross is an important symbol.
It was a positive thing that emerged from such terrible evil.
The director of the 9/11 Museum says the cross has helped a lot of people.
For many recovery workers of all faiths and traditions, the cross at Ground Zero, the World Trade Center cross as it came to be known, was a locus of comfort.
The museum officially opens September 11th on the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Amy King, KFI News.
The cross had been standing beside St. Peter's Church in Lower Manhattan for years. The Justice Department has declined a request to reinvestigate the Malcolm X assassination, saying the statute of limitations has expired on any federal laws that might apply. An advocate for justice and civil rights, Eric Cole Cases, has suggested the Justice Department could investigate even if they can't prosecute. He says that authority has been used before to examine JFK and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassinations, but the Justice Department says Malcolm X does not rate that treatment. And at least 32 people have been killed after a high-speed train in China smashed into a stalled train in an eastern province. Officials say the front train lost power after it was hit by lightning. State TV says the total power failure caused a system failure that would normally have warned other trains of stalls ahead. The collision is the first major incident in China's massive high-speed rail network that's supposed to reach 10,000 miles by 2020. Why is Obama president? Apparently because he's hot. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry up in 60 seconds.
The all-new Giant Rock Honda is open, and there's over 800 cars available. The new Giant Rock Honda is super stocked with the latest vehicles you want in all the colors and trims. You're not going to have to wait months or even weeks to get your new Honda, because at the new Giant Rock Honda, your vehicle is already waiting for you at their new state-of-the-art facility. Rock bottom prices, just the start at Rock Honda. Experience their no-haggle, no-hassle policy. Just point, click, and drive. Go to rockhonda.com now. Find the car you want and get your quote. Bring it to the new Giant Rock Honda and tell them, go get my car. Right now, get a special deal on the 2011 clearance vehicles with a 0.9% APR with your good credit for 60 months. Go to the new Giant Rock Honda, where rock bottom prices are just the start. Visit the new Giant Rock Honda in Fontana off the 210 in Sierra, or you can visit their website at rockhonda.com now. That's rockhonda.com. No haggle, no hassle policy. rockhonda.com.
A new study shows people who watch a lot of TV are more likely to vote for the best looking candidate in an election. Researchers at MIT found people who didn't know much about the issues were more likely to vote just on the candidate's looks. But looks didn't matter as much to people who actually knew something about the issues and spent less time in front of the TV. Southland weather from KFI. Clear skies, some low clouds and fog later this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear into the sunny skies again tomorrow with temperatures like today. Maybe a little cooler. Highs in the mid-70s at the beaches. Mid to upper 80s. Metro LA, Orange County around 90 in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week. Highs again around 90. Right now in Dana Point, 72. Cypress, 74. Pasadena, 79. Hacienda Heights, 75 degrees. For breaking news and right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Hello, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, but all of a sudden there wasn't any, I couldn't hear anything. And that probably has a lot to do with the fact that for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been suffering with a case of laryngitis. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. And this is Phil Hendry, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And welcome to our broadcast for tonight. So the short and the long of it is that I was in Toronto, Canada, 3 weeks ago, and I was visiting family that I hadn't seen in 40-plus years, and this is what I came back with. So if you don't think that there's something to the idea that, you know, visiting, well, I don't want to say childhood trauma, there wasn't any related to my relatives in Canada. They were a lot of fun to be with, although that's where my folks are from, Toronto. So maybe there was some form of psychic, psychological osmosis in place that when I went to the Balmy Beach Club or some of these old haunts in Toronto, that I came back sounding like, I don't know. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm scared. Anyway, it's been 3 weeks of this, but hopefully, and it has gotten better, but it's gotten better in small incremental stages. So hopefully by the time I talk to you again next week, it's going to be absolutely perfect. And this evening, please bear with me. I think we have a show that you'll find fascinating. We don't demand anything of you than your patronage. And you can certainly watch as well as listen to the Phil Hendry Show or whatever it is you like to say. But you can watch the show by going to philhendryshow.com. And with a backstage pass, you can watch our live streaming video. That's Phil TV in HD. And you can also listen, of course, to the podcast or to the live broadcast on KFIAM640.com if you're not in the L.A. area. That having been said, we're going to bring on the line here very, very early in the program. We're not really going to deal tonight until we get to our news and information hour with the large stories of the day. Those would be, of course, this horrible tragedy in Norway, as well as the passing of Amy Winehouse. And I wouldn't ordinarily put the passing of a celebrity, no matter how beloved, at the top of a list of news for the day. But there is something about Amy Winehouse and the tragic short life that she had, and the attention we pay to that, as opposed to perhaps the attention we may pay to something like what happened in Norway, which was such a tragedy and something that we obviously were pretty used to in this country when it comes to this mindless terrorism. With me is Dr. Ron Tarner, though, and along with his son, they visited Ancestry.com. Now, we're not going to do a commercial for Ancestry.com. What we are going to do, though, is talk about this idea of looking up our ancestors. And, Ron, you called me yesterday, and we talked about this on my show last night, that it was quite a traumatic experience for you.
Well, it was, Phil. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on your program.
It's always good to have you.
With my son, Josh, we did visit the Ancestry.com website.
Now, for people who are not familiar with Ancestry.com, I am. Give us a little bit of a thumbnail.
Yeah, Ancestry.com is it's been called the Facebook of, I guess, people who are interested in looking up their ancestors or finding and getting some sense of family history. You could go to this website. You pay a subscription. It's a firewall, as they say, website. And once you have registered and once you have logged in, you put your name into a search engine or you put any name you want into the search engine, and you find what you're looking for in terms of your family history. We did that with a Tarner name, and we did it with the name Gleason, which was my mother's maiden name.
Now, where are what's the principal location of your family members, their origin?
Well, we have family from France, from Germany, like so many Americans. We have family from a wide variety of spots, but it seems mostly in Central Europe. They came to this country, as best as we could tell, after the Civil War and settled in Pennsylvania. The name Tarner, if you look at Ancestry.com, you'll see that the name Tarner, most of the people settle in Pennsylvania. But that's not really why, you know, you and I got to talk, why I called you and asked to talk with you about this.
Well, you had a disappointing experience?
Yes, it was disappointing because I was with my son. And when you have your children with you and you show them your answer, if you know what you're looking at and if you know what you're looking for, it could be I imagine it could be a good experience, or it could be something that's rather jarring.
And now, you told me that you saw your family, you looked and you saw ship registries.
Well, let me explain, because I don't want to, and this is not a comment on you, Phil, but most of the time when people talk about Ancestry.com, they ball it up. Let me tell your audience, yes, we went and we found ship registries. We found where our family settled, and we had in our family, I believe there were bookbinders and people who worked. We had one family member who was a bookbinder and a bookstore owner. There was another who, my great-great-great-grandfather, had joined the U.S. military after the Civil War. Then we found, though, this is the point of the search, that was really a heartbreak for us. We found that there was one portion of our family that settled in Florida and settled in the Everglades. They apparently were involved in the Teamster trade or something. There was no real occupation given for some of them. Some of them ran afoul of the law. They fell in with what I think they fell in with outlaw, runaway slaves, this kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with runaway slaves, but when you fall in with runaway slaves and you're white, what you generally have there are the beginnings of what we have called, and I don't know if you'll let me say it or not.
Well, go ahead.
Well, you have the beginnings of what the white trash.
All right, okay, all right. Okay, so was this the jarring part?
There were also members of the family that went into Mexico. We had members of the family then who settled in northern New Jersey. So what we had was a spur of the Tarter family that originated, that went to the Everglades, where the United States Army was at that time trying to gather up the Seminole Indians and get them out of there because they represented a security threat to the United States. Well, what they were finding were whites, runaway slaves, a horde, a mongrelized group that was a security threat. Now,
when you say a security threat, I want to be clear.
Can I just finish what I'm saying? Because I don't want to. Your question's a good one, Phil, but it's not good enough to stop me from. I need to finish.
All right.
Then we went up and found that they went to northern New Jersey. Do you know what's up there? If you're not really clear about Florida. Do you at least know what?
Do I look at Ron? I don't profess to be an expert here.
No, I understand that because you didn't understand what I said. My family went to Florida, but then they went to northern New Jersey. Do you understand that?
Do I understand what, sir?
Do you understand what it means when your family settles in northern New Jersey in the 19th century, sir?
No, I do not.
All right. That also is a security threat to the United States because those were people called Jackson Whites. Are you familiar with that name, sir?
Ron, I don't want to make you angry, okay?
No, I understand, but you've stopped me. You've interrupted me now twice.
I know who the Jackson Whites were. They were a...
Can I just go ahead and say it?
Go ahead.
They are a group of so-called Native Americans, but they are the descendants of Germans, runaway slaves, whites. You know, these whatever white represents to you, Germans, runaway slaves, blacks, okay?
And well, the Germans were a deserter...
Yes, German Hessian soldiers from the British Army.
All right, so they deserted from the British. Then you say you had whites. What are those?
Well, they're just whatever white, whatever kind of... in those days, they had mule skinners. They were like mule trash.
Mule trash meaning what?
Mule skinners. They had... The point that I'm trying to make to you is this was a security risk. My son was with me. When I looked this up, my own son stood with me. So we had mule trash. We had the individuals. This was a difficult thing. And what I tried to say to you and what I tried to say to you earlier and what I tried to say to your audience, you are, in other words, what you're doing is you are being, you are telling people your family is a security risk. You're telling people when they go online that they may find their ancestry to be a security risk. They may find their ancestry to be a heartbreak. They may look back down the line of their family in this country and find this kind of trash, not trash, but individuals that represented the lower rung and even the criminal rung, people that fell in with these rapscallions, people that fell in with deserters, fell in with what passed for serial murderers in those days.
And so when you guys were online, you and your son, and you saw this, this was a, quote, disappointment.
It was, yes, Phil. It was, in other words...
Well, I would imagine your son is going to react to anything that you react to. So if you are upset with that, and...
No. It wasn't, it had nothing to do with me being... You know...
All right, hold on. Ron, I don't want to make you angry. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why this was such a traumatic thing. You know,
well, maybe you have to be us then. We were looking at our family, not exactly anything that we wanted to see. And my son was upset.
All right, I understand that. Hold the line, please. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. So I have Dr. Ron Turner on the line. They visited Ancestry.com and found out things that they didn't quite want to find out. Among them... that their family may have lived in Florida, their family may have been hillbilly out of New Jersey, so on and so forth. Ancestry.com, a big heartache. All right, 1-800-5201-KFI. We'll be back with more here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
You don't just want to know, you need to know.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
There's new, and then there's new.
What was
new,
the note you put up there?
As in original. As in the reset button has been pressed. As in the 2011 Mercedes-Benz lineup, the youngest and freshest in the luxury car class, backed by 125 years
of innovation.
It said you are
E-Class, now available.
There was a note up at the top of the screen that says you are way too angry. What is that?
Which can sense and alert drivers if they become drowsy. The E-Class continues to...
Oh, caller said that.
I see.
Ironically, one test drive reveals that all this new technology prompts an old reaction. Amazement. Come into your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer to discover all the great offers that can put you behind the wheel of the E350 sports sedan, like a low lease rate of just $599 a month for 33 months with $4,369 due at signing. Hurry in today. A new year, a new level of innovation from Mercedes-Benz.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through August 1st, 2011. Equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, talks aimed at raising the debt ceiling will pick back up again tomorrow. And it's Gay Marriage Day in New York tomorrow. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Griffith Park.
That's a three-car crash we have on the 5 freeway heading southbound right before Colorado. Two right lanes blocked up here. That's causing a delay away from Buena Vista, say so, through downtown all the way toward Carmenita. Four-car crash still in Mid-City, 10 eastbound past Arlington. Left lane blocked off here. That's causing a delay out of Santa Monica heading into downtown with some slowing on the downtown area. 101 northbound, that's between the 5 and the 110. KFI traffic brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. I'm Amy Salas.
Tasting a Sabra dip for the first time can be a bit like listening to a new piece of world music. Oh, let's add a taste of something Spanish. How about a touch of Inuit throat singing? One more thing. That's it. Tasting Sabra, inspired by the fresh, delicious flavors of the world, is a bit like listening to Hawaiian flamenco Inuit throat singing techno. Sabra, adventure awaits. Discover our new line of delicious salsas made with fresh Roma tomatoes. Find them in the refrigerated section of your local grocer today.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Tim Conway Jr. here for the Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, Volkswagen, Mazda, Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time. The facilities are huge, but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into 5 dealerships and check out all your options. They have the largest inventory of the hard-to-find models, plus with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Riverside Metro Auto Group off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit. Go to riversidemetro.com.
When it comes to breast cancer, who can you trust with your life? Trust City of Hope, one of only 40 hospitals in the entire United States designated by the National Cancer Institute as a comprehensive cancer center. Our breast cancer experts provide the most accurate diagnosis, minimally invasive surgery for a faster recovery, and unique reconstruction options to help you look like yourself again. Call us at 800-826-HOPE or ask your doctor for a referral. City of Hope, science saving lives.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in Southern California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 1-800-400-5463. That's 1-800-400-5463. Again, 1-800-400-5463. Or visit tableforsix.com. Don't leave love to chance.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes! Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention Tim Conway Jr. or KFI. Either one is fine. You're going to get $150 off your rebuilt transmission or $100 off any other repair. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's double A. Where is the H? MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
The all-new iHeartRadio is just that. All new. With over 750 real radio stations from across the country to choose from.
And coming soon, custom radio, where you can create your own playlist. Listen to the all-new iHeartRadio on your smartphone.
Get it at KFIAM640.com.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show. a little bit of a break from you, and I do apologize for that. But we're back here, and we have with us Dr. Ron Tarner is on the line from Mountain Meadow, Colorado. We're talking about the visit to Ancestry.com. I'm not here to knock somebody's business, okay, Dr. Tarner?
Phil, I'm not either.
Okay, but you told me, as we talked last night, the first thing you said to me was, visiting Ancestry.com was a heartbreak, okay?
I said to you that visiting that website was a heartbreak. I don't think I'm trying to knock that business, but what I'm saying is, when you go and you look up your family's ancestry, and you've done all of the things that they ask you to do, you are faced sometimes with a very heartbreaking reality. Of a family that was some of the pursuits that my family was involved in.
And well, what exactly, what you've said that your family was involved in, they fell in with mule skinners and vagabonds and so forth in the Everglades in Florida. They went to northern New Jersey and were possibly a part of the Jackson Whites, which is a group, a registered, and by the way, that term Jackson White is considered derogatory.
You know something, Phil? Everything is derogatory now. I could tell someone my name is Ron Tarter, and they'd say, "Did you know that your name is derogatory?" I think it's a little asinine.
Well, that's ridiculous.
No, well, I think it's all ridiculous. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean it's derogatory?
And Jackson White is Jacks and White. Whites and blacks. Okay.
All right, whites and blacks. That's exactly what the Jackson Whites are.
And well, there are a lot of things. They're native people, they're black people, they're white people, they're European people, and your family, okay?
Yeah, and my family. And when you just said that, I've got my son standing right here. When you just said, "and your family," it's a stab. It's as if you've taken a knife and you haven't stuck it all the way in, but you've just jabbed it deep enough. I don't know if you, when you were a kid, did you ever have these kids? They got a kick out of walking around at a dance with a penknife, no longer than maybe an inch, but they would jab you in the buttocks with it while you were dancing with a girl. That's what it feels like. When you say to me, the Jackson Whites, and oh yeah, your family too, it's as if you have taken one of those little penknives and you stick it in. I don't think you know the damage that you do. And
I think you're overreacting a bit here. All right.
If you have a son who is hurt by the words of another, you tell me I'm overreacting.
And if your son is hurt by me saying that your ancestry extends to the so-called Jackson Whites of New Jersey, I think you could do a little something in return by making him feel better.
Oh, I see. So it's on me. All right.
He's your son.
And it's your radio show that vilifies. Phil, I'm not saying you're vilifying my family. I'm asking you to understand.
Well, you went on Ancestry.com. You found out some stuff that you didn't like. I understand that a lot of things can embarrass us. That isn't your family. That is just a part and parcel of how your family came up in this country. All right, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Let's go to a phone call here in Fullerton. It's Tom. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Yes. Phil, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm appalled at the doctor's couched racism that I'm hearing here. And you're being very nice to him to let him go, and he's using his security threat idea, but it's clearly that this is racism, that he's appalled.
Oh, no, it's not. There's different. I don't even know where do you hear that?
Huh?
Doctor.
Where do you hear that? Where's the racism?
When you say, sir, that
yes.
You have this called at your family's
yes.
lineage,
right.
There's difference. You are being racist.
How could I possibly be racist against my own family?
You can be because you say you're appalled and you're disgraced by it.
By what?
There's nothing to be
the fact that they were mule skinners? They were mule skinners. How does that make me racist? They were teamsters. How does that make me racist?
When you were talking about that you're afraid of that there's blacks and there's different ones, I know what you're talking about. My grandpa,
I don't know what he's talking about.
You did. You mentioned the fact that they were a mixed race.
Who?
Both of them down in the Everglades and in northern New Jersey, you said they were mixed race.
Right. Yeah, so what? You got a problem with that?
You had the problem with it.
What kind of a doctor are you anyway? I don't want to go. Are you? What kind of a doctor would people would go to you? Boy, I wouldn't want my children to go if you're going to be feeling this way about different groups of people.
Well, I don't understand. What are you? Are you a mulatto? I don't. What? Why would that make a difference? What kind of doctor I am?
Because you're supposed to be serving people. If you're a doctor,
Mr. Henry, I would hope that when you would do a topic like this, you would screen for more intelligent callers.
This gentleman is intelligent enough.
So he wants to tell. He's telling me that if his appendix blew up in his stomach.
Phil, cut this guy out, Phil. You had it right. He has got an obligation to be a leader in his family and look at the reaction his son had when he acted appalled at this background that he has in his family.
Okay, thank you for your call. 1-800-521-KFI here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What I'd ask the doctor to do is just let people say what they have to say and don't be a smartass. We'll be back with more here, Dr. Ron Tarner, and the heartache and the heartbreak of looking up his family's ancestry and finding out that they might have been mixed-race highwaymen or something. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Talks at the White House between congressional leaders and the president have ended after about an hour with no agreement on raising the debt ceiling. In his weekly media address today, the president says he wants a balanced approach to cutting the nation's deficit.
We need an approach that makes some serious cuts to worthy programs, cuts I wouldn't make under normal circumstances. And we need an approach that asks everybody to do their part. So that means, yes, we have to make serious budget cuts, but it's not right to ask middle-class families to pay more for college before we ask the biggest corporations to pay their fair share of taxes.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Texas Congressman Jeb Ensslin says Republicans do want to cut the national debt.
What we need to do is get government out of the way so our economy can get back to creating jobs. That's what makes this debate we're having about America's fiscal future so important.
House Speaker John Boehner says they will continue to meet, and he hopes to have the framework of a plan done tomorrow before the Asian stock markets begin their Monday sessions. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in mid-cities, clearing up.
Better forecast crash on the 10 eastbound past Arlington. It's out of lanes finally. You're still slow though coming away from 20th as you make your drive into downtown. Also tough ride right now on the 5 freeway southbound right before Colorado. Three cars there. Looks like the two right lanes blocked off. That's backing you up away from Buena Vista. Tough ride on the 101 northbound. That's between the 5 and the 110. No crashes southbound. You are slow though coming away from DeSoto towards the 5 with northbound slowing between Exposition and the 101. Amy Salas, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Sabra Hummus. Police say officers arrived at an island massacre in Norway about an hour and a half after a gunman first opened fire. According to officials, officers didn't have a quick access to a helicopter and then couldn't find a boat. The alleged suspect surrendered when police finally did reach him, but 85 people at least had been killed. Suspect is also implicated in an earlier bombing in Oslo that killed 7 people. A fire that burned for about 2 hours has gutted an electronics assembly plant in Irvine. Orange County Fire Authority officials say the fire at Trantonics Incorporated was reported about 11:30 a.m. with about 80 firefighters putting it out about 1:30. The building was apparently unoccupied. No injuries were reported. The East Coast is roasting through another day today of triple-digit temperatures. Temperatures reaching 103 in Atlantic City, that would be New Jersey, 101 in Philadelphia, and humidity made it feel another 3 degrees hotter in most places. New York City, portable water fountains have been set up.
I think it's great. I mean, it's definitely very hot out, and New York City water is great, so why not drink it?
Forecasters say relief is in sight. The oppressive heat will begin to ease on Sunday and should be back in the 80s by Monday. And speaking of New York and tomorrow, a wedding boom is expected when gay marriage becomes legal officially tomorrow. Clerk's offices in New York City and a dozen other cities will be open to handle an expected rush. New York becomes the sixth and largest state to sanction same-sex marriage at 12:01 a.m. Sunday morning, tonight, tomorrow morning. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Today, I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series so I can talk about it with conviction. Yeah, tough job.
Sounds like a caged animal.
That must be the head-up display. It projects speed and other info onto the windshield, so I don't have to take my eyes off the road. Now, that is forward-facing and forward-thinking. You know, it gets up to 32 miles per gallon highway and comes with no-cost maintenance, and that from a performance legend? I think someone's checking me out. No, she's not, actually. She's checking out the car.
Well, it is gorgeous.
You know, the only way to understand the 5 Series is from the driver's seat, easily done at a BMW center. I'm going to need a longer drive before I can really assess. Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Please don't drive distracted.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $579 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Mostly clear skies tonight. A little bit of clouds and fog out there. Sunny skies again tomorrow and temperatures a bit cooler. Highs around 90. And the same on Monday and into next week. It's 81 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
Have you been thinking of finally completing your bachelor's degree or advancing your education with a master's or doctorate in psychology or business, or perhaps a Juris Doctor law degree? For over 30 years, California Southern University has provided quality distance education to busy parents and working professionals. Cal Southern offers accredited degrees all online, so you can complete all your courses from anywhere, anytime. Imagine earning the degree of your dreams without sitting in traffic driving to a classroom. You can study at your convenience or accelerate your program. You can even start by just taking a single course. Earn your accredited degree all online without taking on expensive student loans. Call now and ask about their low tuition and interest-free monthly payments and discover the Cal Southern difference at 800-884-5114. That's 800-884-5114. Again, that's 800-884-5114 or visit calsouthern.edu.
Five-star service at one-star drive.
Hi, Pat Bolter, general manager of Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Values more important now than ever, but you shouldn't have to sacrifice quality to find it. At Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, our five-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz has a rigorous 162-point inspection performed by our master technicians and come with a limited 100,000-mile warranty and 24-hour roadside assistance, all for a fraction of the price of a new Mercedes-Benz. This month, the value is even greater. Get 1.99% APR financing on select five-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's no wonder our clients have praised us as a leader in customer satisfaction. So visit us today at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, because you shouldn't have to trade in value for five-star service.
Five-star service at one-star drive.
Visit us off the 5 at one-star drive or online at mvlaguna.com. For complete offer details, call 1-800-505-3860.
KFI News.
Live and local all weekend long.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here on this Saturday night, live and also live on our website, philhendryshow.com, and on the air with me right now, who's been on hold, Dr. Ron Tarner. And tonight we're talking a little bit about ancestry.com. We're talking about this fascination that we all have, and rightfully so, I would think, with investigating our family ties. Unfortunately for you, Ron, it wasn't a very pleasant experience.
No, it decidedly was not, no.
All right. And unfortunately for you, it was also not a pleasant experience for your son.
That is correct, Mr. Hendry. And I bring up the fact that I'm not blaming you, but when you said you never heard of you, it doesn't make any difference. I don't know exactly how you put it.
I said that I didn't know what the big deal was, that your family came from the hills of northern New Jersey, okay?
Yes, and by saying you don't know what the big deal is, I've got a child standing behind me who's 10 years of age who has suffered in the past from a great deal of emotional buffeting with his mother. You know that I've got custody of my son. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that tell you?
It's quite, I can well imagine. Usually they give custody to...
Yeah, usually they give custody to the mother. There you go, bingo. Let's give the man a cigar for that. Now, when my son has gone through something like that, what do you think it sounds like, knowing what his mother is, and I'm not going to go into what his mother is, but you can well imagine, knowing what she is, then here comes the host of a talk show saying, guess what, I don't get it about you and the hills of northern...
Look, Ron, I'm trying to...
No, I know what you... I understand. But when you say you don't get it about my family in the hills of northern New Jersey, what's that mean?
I guess it traumatized the boy.
You guess?
I don't know, Ron. I don't know what the kid's been through.
I've got a recording here. Let me just cue this up. Okay?
Look, I want to get back to this discussion.
All right, we will. But listen, here's my son. When he knew that I was going to New York to deliver a series of papers, and I was practicing reading one of my papers, here he is outside. Now, he did that on purpose. And he did that on purpose.
What is that?
That's him yelling so I can't concentrate. He was outside the window of my office.
If you talk about me making him feel bad, don't you think you're embarrassing him?
No, I don't. Well, Josh? I'm a what? Okay. Mr. Henry, I'm talking to my son, and he said that you have made it seem as if our family... is from this movie. What is the movie, Josh? The Hills Have Eyes?
I think that's asinine.
Mr. Henry said it's asinine. Well, my son... Okay.
What did he say?
He called you a douchebag.
Well, your boy has no manners.
Excuse me, Phil.
No, your boy... I've listened to you enough here, Ron. Your son has no manners. And I know I haven't said anything about your family being like the freaks from The Hills Have Eyes... Okay?
I don't even know what the movie's about.
The movie is a horror movie about these radioactive mutants that live in these mountains that attack people. And I haven't made your family sound like that at all.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, you don't have to. Because when I see northern New Jersey and Florida in my family tree, I see whatever the movie is again. What, son? What is it, honey? The Hill Has an Eye, or whatever they call it.
The Hills Have Eyes, and I think that is, you reinforce that with your son, I think you're doing more damage than anything I could possibly say on this show. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Let's go to Seth. He's in Costa Mesa. We'll take a phone call here. Seth, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just, you know, it's one of those things where this gentleman, Ron, you know, and I use that term loosely because, you know, Phil tolerates a lot from you. You know, there's no reason for you to disrespect him the way you do on your show.
What?
I'm speaking very concisely, and I'd like to be able to finish what I'm saying before you respond.
It isn't my show. It's Mr. Henry's show. What do you mean, my show?
Exactly.
What do you mean, my show? Why are you saying it's my show?
Let's let the gentleman. Let's let the gentleman talk.
Well, he's already misstated. He's misstated himself
twice.
What I'm
trying to get at is first of all, if I could continue speaking, since you don't really know how to let other people speak.
No,
before
I do,
you interject.
I don't like my family being compared to a horror movie.
Well, you know what? If your son has actually seen that movie and he's 10 years old, then I don't know who's making the biggest mistake here. Because that movie's an R-rated movie that your child at 10 years old should never have been allowed to see.
Thank you. I'll deal with my own family.
Well, the man's making a good point, though. That film is a horrifyingly violent, the remake especially.
I'll deal with my own
absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. I'll deal with my own family.
Okay. Okay, well, I understand that. If you're going to deal with your own family, when you use the terms vilify and derogatory, that is exactly the way that you are conducting your interpretation of your family's ancestry to your child. You are teaching him that there's something wrong with what it sounds like is your family was actually involved in some positive things, like they were actually progressive thinkers and actually stood up for civil rights at a time where no one else would. And you being ashamed of that is one of the most pitiful things I've ever heard of. It really, really classifies you.
Where do you get the fantasy that my family stood up for civil rights?
They were white people living among people of color at a time when it could have been dangerous.
Mr. Henry,
exactly.
let me educate you with it. No white man.
No,
went,
let me
no,
educate
no
you.
White
this would
man.
Be just like the. Oh this God. Would be just like when you were in Germany or in France in the middle of the Third Reich going on, and people were harboring Jews. And then you think there's something wrong with that?
No white man went to live with Indians by choice. He did it because he was on the run from the law. Now, my family...
And why would he be on the run from a law? Because the law
didn't
allow that.
Exactly. Maybe the man befriended. Maybe he was helping to free slaves.
Well, you know what? I do appreciate you gentlemen making every effort to make it sound good. But I see in the history of... And I think what Ancestry.com has done, and this is something neither one of you gentlemen have addressed, is the damage they do to families by throwing up into their faces the whoremongers and sluts.
They did not look it up. You looked it up. That's your choice.
Well,
if you looked it up in front of your son without doing it first on your own, that's your fault.
Let me ask you something. If a woman shows you her breasts, if you're straight, if a woman shows you her breasts, you're going to want to touch them. That's the same thing.
Huh?
It's the same thing.
The same thing as what? Ancestry.com?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I guess the internet should be totally illegal then because you got internet porn and all that.
Yeah, I mean, you're making an asinine comparison there. And I think what the gentleman said is a very good point. The other thing to say to that boy, if you don't mind me giving you just a tad of advice, is that the family has a very colorful past. We had a lot of different people in our family. We had criminals. We had people that supported the law. I mean, every family must have that in their past.
Is that right, Mr. Henry? And who in your family?
My family, good God Almighty, my parents were adopted. They were illegitimate. God knows what. My grandmother might have been a prostitute for all I know.
And that doesn't bother you. And that's the difference.
And my family was Irish slaves. I mean, you know.
They was Irish slaves?
Wow.
Yeah, oh, but you know
very,
something.
Very, very, very likely, because I've actually looked on those websites, too, to look. Even though you're related to a king or something in Ireland, it doesn't mean that when you came over here, you didn't come over here as a slave.
Grammatically, they were Irish slaves, not was. But
okay, Ron, you want to know something? You know, you are hell-bent on making this experience that you had. Thank you very much, Seth, for your call. On making this experience with your son the worst possible experience in the world.
No, I am not. I went on that site with the best of intentions, and I came away seeing my family as the town alcoholic, as the town gibbering idiot. You know what an idiot was back then? You had some real problems. You had a hole in your skull. And so when they said that you were the town idiot back then, you really did have, there was part of your brain missing.
Is there something in Ancestry.com that indicates your family members were the town idiot?
Yes, they have in the census. How many idiots? There were three in New Jersey back in the 1880s. Well, you could well imagine, because they already counted who were the blacks and who were the natives, there's only three left. That would have to be whites, and they would have to be living in the hills of New Jersey. That means my family. And if they were idiots, they were missing part of their skulls.
And you figured all of that out on your own, huh?
Don't condescend to me, sir. I have several degrees.
All right, hold on. Yeah, you've got several degrees. You've got a lot. You've got a lot going for you, Ron. I wish you'd use it on the show here tonight. World famous Phil Henry Show here with Dr. Ron Tarner. We'll be back on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. My older son Ethan recently asked if he could set up his first business, a lemonade stand. We talked about the important ingredients that have made our family business so successful for 32 years. A quality product at a value price, choosing the right location, and going for volume. Oh yeah, and he had to hire his little brother too. The lemonade was a hit, and so was his experience. They completely sold out. Quench your thirst for your first or your next BMW in the wholesale district. This month, we've squeezed almost every penny of profit out on the purchase of all certified pre-owned 2008 BMW models in stock with 0.9% APR financing. Each one comes with 6-year from in-service date or 100,000-mile warranty, whichever comes first. Plus, don't forget about Nick's free flatbed pickup and delivery on all scheduled maintenance. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexanderbmw.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, singer Amy Winehouse has died at her home in London. And the number goes up of deaths in Norway. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Griffith Park is clearing up.
We had a three-car crash earlier along the 5 freeway southbound right before Colorado. All out of lane, still recovering though, coming away from the 134, and that stays slow into Carmenita. Tough ride on the 101 as well, northbound through downtown LA between the 5 and the 110. 10 freeway eastbound through San Gabriel, that also slows at San Gabriel towards the 605. If you see a problem out there, give us a call. Ralph City and Time Traffic Line, 888-500-5003. But some slowing on the 405 southbound between Jeffrey and Irvine Center Drive. Amy Salas, KFI Traffic.
Have you had it up to here with the low pressure and trickling, scalding showers? Oh, and what about the rusty water and pipe leaks which ruin your floors and ceilings? If you've made up your mind to copper repipe, then you know who to call. AmeriServe, of course. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe, and we are the original Southern California copper repipe specialist. And because this is all we do, we've got repiping down to an exact science. Your floors will be covered, the walls will be repatched to the original matching texture, and lastly, the American-made heavier grade copper piping comes with a lifetime guarantee. We are also, by far, the lowest priced among our competitors. Call AmeriServe now for the extended KFI 30% discount and free water heater with your job. Call 1-800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 800-713-5777. AmeriServeRepipe.com.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Tim Conway Jr. here from the Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, Volkswagen, Mazda, Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time. The facilities are huge, but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into five dealerships and check out all your options. They have the largest inventory of the hard-to-find models, plus with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Riverside Metro Auto Group off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit. Go to riversidemetro.com.
Visit Morongo Casino today to pick up your exclusive winner's guide with special offers at select SoCal businesses, including Raw Sushi, Jackson Limousine, and the Ayers Hotel. For info, visit MorongoCasino.com and look for Winner's Club offers. It's free to join. Become a winner today.
Your favorite show is on, or the ball game, or a breaking emergency. So you turn on your local TV, and it's gone. Right now, congressional action may threaten the local TV that you rely on. Millions could lose access to free local news. Millions more their HD. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Log on. Learn more at thefutureoftv.org. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Mini Boot-to-Bonnet no-cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa. Ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of Mini Boot-to-Bonnet no-cost maintenance, one of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, lease a 2011 Mini Cooper Hardtop for $199 per month for 36 months. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Are you single and tired of online dating? You're not alone. It's time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for and they do the rest. The process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy professionals in Southern California. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-400-5463. That's 800-400-5463. Again, 800-400-5463. Or visit tableforsix.com.
At Subway Restaurants, every day is Kids Day because you can get a free kids meal every day after 3 p.m. and all weekend long when you buy any two subs, two sides, and two drinks. Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Now's the time to save at the pump with a new fuel-efficient Toyota. They're number one for a reason. So come see the full lineup of Toyota cars at your Southern California Toyota dealer today. Hurry in for the best selection.
Tinfoil hats,
mind control,
paranormal investigations,
chupacabra,
coast to coast,
AM.
Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Dr. Ron Tarner, helping me through the tail end here of my laryngitis, and I thank you for that, Doc. If we've had a little a bit of a contretemps here this evening, I thank you for that.
Well, Phil, I don't want to have a debate with you. I went on Ancestry.com, and I looked these things up, and I see you have on the screen on your website the picture of Dr. Stephen Hawking, and I'm glad you put his picture up, because the reason why we'd originally gone on Ancestry.com with Josh was so that I could show Josh that our family has things to be proud of. Stephen Hawking has gotten an awful lot of publicity and an awful lot of adulation from the press, and I'm not sure anyone really knows why, other than the fact that, unfortunately, the doctor has been afflicted with this malady. And I saw him in the space shuttle, and he was floating in space. They took him up into outer space. I've never seen a guy milk being in a wheelchair.
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, it does have. I know you don't want to talk about it, but yes, it does. And
I don't want to get into your personal feud with Dr. Hawking here. You're on Ancestry.com, okay?
Yes, and we're on Ancestry.com, so my son could feel good about our family, and we find out that we're mule trash from the swamp of Florida. Swamp trash, whatever you want to call that. Now, this gentleman that called and said we should feel good about that. If I'm on the run for a series of serial murders in Kentucky in the late 18th, early 19th century, and I go hide out with slaves and with other trash, not trash, but other whites, am I supposed to be proud of that?
How do you know your family was on the run from serial murders in the late 18th century? What is that about?
Because there had been several committed in Kentucky after the Revolutionary War. Now, this is fact. And Hawking is floating in space, doing a book about how God doesn't exist. Here is a man who is testing the limits of God's patience. He's in a wheelchair already. He's...
Again, that's his business, nothing to do with you or I. And if you're looking to make your son feel better about your family, and then you go online and you find that some of them lived with slaves in the Everglades, again, I think there are ways of telling your son that's not necessarily a bad thing. You had colorful people in your past.
Colorful people. Phil, you tell me how you'd feel if your mother suddenly disappeared one day and didn't make contact with her son. And
you've got a restraining order on the woman, don't you?
Okay.
You have a restraining order on her, don't you? Don't you?
I'm not going to be interrogated by you if that's what you're saying.
And no, but there's a reason why the woman hasn't had contact with that boy. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. Here is Don in the high desert. Hi, Don. You're on with Dr. Ron Turner.
You know, so I don't get
the
comment.
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Well, to me, it sounds like this guy was anticipating, you know, having family members in the background, the kings and all this other stuff, and he got disappointed because he didn't get anything.
So, have you ever been, sir, have you ever been on this Ancestry.com? Have you ever looked up your family?
Yes, sir, I have.
And what did you find?
Okay. I'm sorry, sir?
What did you find, sir?
Nothing I was ashamed of.
Well, it may not have been anything you would... I don't know what would make you ashamed. I don't know what would make you ashamed. Maybe you'd find that you had rapists in your background, and that's no big deal. And
oh, he didn't say that. All right.
But I don't know.
Okay, doctor?
Yes, sir.
I am also a historian.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what a teamster was back in those days?
What a penis was?
What
did you say?
A teamster was not like we have today.
Yes, I know.
It's not union-based. I'm sorry, sir?
I know that. A teamster back then was likely an opium user, an alcoholic.
No, sir. A teamster was part of the mule team across the United States.
Oh, swell. I'm supposed to be happy about
that. That's where the term teamster came from.
I'm supposed to be happy about that.
Well, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it?
Well, when the land grab came out here, everybody came out covered wagons looking for new places, including Colorado, and they had teamsters driving the teams, the horse teams of the covered wagons. That's
right.
Where the term teamster is from.
I remember that. And they were guys that drank, and they chewed tobacco, and they had foul and filthy personal habits.
Everybody back then drank and chewed tobacco.
Well, I don't know, sir. The point being that they were illiterate. Where are you getting your information?
Where are you getting your information, I'd like to know?
I saw All right, I saw the film Dances with Wolves.
You saw the film Dances with Wolves.
Okay, that makes me some kind of an idiot, huh?
You saw a movie. This guy's a historian. You saw a film.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay, now the town idiot, anybody like Stephen Hawking who has physical deformities,
right,
cerebral palsy, anything like that was considered a town idiot.
Well, Hawking, we're not talking about, we're talking about my ancestors. Apparently one of my ancestors walked around on his knees or something. If Hawking had been around then, I think life would be a little more fair.
Well, he could have had polio.
Who's that? My ancestor? The point being...
Yeah, the one that you consider that was
Well, he might have been...
The town idiot. He could have had polio. They considered him the town idiot.
Well, he might have been the town idiot. Or he might have been...
Well, he probably drank to get rid of his misery.
Maybe the guy was a real idiot.
Maybe the guy was, and maybe he had polio.
Maybe. This isn't getting us anywhere. All I know is that Stephen Hawking has 5 books, and he's got one more in the works... And I don't. And I look on Ancestry.com, and what do I got? I've got mule skinners, mule trash, all of that. I got nothing. So you're a historian.
Oh, by the way, mule skinning also part of the Underground Railroad.
Mule skinning
was if they were with the blacks, they were probably part of the Underground Railroad, which also ended up in Florida.
See, are you understanding here, Dr. Tarner, that people are telling you there was good stuff going on in your family?
Yeah, when they weren't walking on their knees and drinking too much. See, it just doesn't matter. And I've got a son that ruined a lecture of mine by acting
okay,
out
doctor,
in the way that he did.
How old are you?
I'm 41 years old. But with my son acting 41? Out, yes, I am.
Okay. So you don't remember the depression.
Would you tell the kid to shut up?
I'm going to tell my child to shut up? No.
Well, I'm going to...
What's that?
All right, look. We do have to take a break. I appreciate your call very much, sir. Thank you. And it's good to have a historian weighing in on this because I think that there has been... I think there's been an awful lot of emotion, and
that's right.
Tell the kid to shut up.
No, keep going, Josh. I said to keep going, Josh. Oh, boy, I hate my son. He won't do what I asked him to do.
You hate your son. We'll make note of that, too. Dr. Ron Tarner on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, we got Don Berman as well, as we talk about New York and this new law that will legalize gay marriage. That comes up at midnight Eastern Time. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, July 23rd.
Fight the spread of ignorance. Here is your idiot vaccine.
Ah! Oh, the pain! Oh, my!
Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
A young singer's death. I'm Michael Crozier. Singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse has died at her home in London. The cause of death is not known, but she'd been struggling with drugs and alcohol abuse.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no.
When Amy Winehouse won Grammy Awards for that song in 2008, producer Mark Ronson said she wasn't really like the song.
Everybody who lives somewhat in the public eye and the media has 8 billion conceptions, you know?
But the singer's troubled personal life overwhelmed her talent, and when she slurred her way through a concert in Serbia last month, that ended her comeback. She was said to be working on new music when she was found dead in London on Saturday. Terry Anzer, KFI News.
The news is brought to you by Kida carbon monoxide alarms. Police in Norway say SWAT teams were slow in responding to an island massacre because they couldn't get a helicopter or a boat. The death toll is up to at least 91 attacks from 92 attack from 2 attacks yesterday. Sky News reporter Ian Wood says the first attack was an Oklahoma City type bomb near government buildings that killed 7 people.
The police are still on high alert, though there is no evidence that the killer had accomplices who are still free. One man was arrested for carrying a knife close to the hotel where survivors were recovering. People have been told to avoid the center of Oslo for now, and they've heeded the advice. The city is quiet, the country is in mourning for the dead and also for their tranquil way of life, forever shattered by one of their own citizens.
Police say the man arrested, Anders Bevik, is a right-wing extremist who opened fire at a youth camp later on yesterday on an island near the capital, killing at least 85 people. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Echo Park.
It's been slowing right now on the 5 freeway heading southbound due to a crash we had earlier. You're slow right at the 2 toward the 10 and again between the 605 and Carmenita. Stop ride right now on the 101 freeway heading southbound to Woodland Hills. That's coming away from Winnetka towards the 5. The 405 freeway actually clearing up once you get away from Getty Center. You're wide open heading past the 101. That's through our Ralph's traffic camp. And some slowing right now on the 110 freeway northbound between Exposition and the 101. Amy Salas, KFI Traffic.
At least three cars have been destroyed by fire at an apartment building in North Hollywood.
We did have 33 firefighters that were able to quickly extinguish those flames in just 14 minutes before anyone was injured, and the cause is under investigation at this time.
LA City Fire's Eric Scott says the fire started just after 4 this morning at a two-story garden-style apartment complex on Victory Boulevard. He would not comment on reports that arson investigators were looking into whether this incident was connected to a mobile home fire in North Hollywood earlier.
Hey,
fire officials near San Diego say a brush fire that's burned about 9,000 acres in Los Coyotes.
Hey, David,
Indian
how's it sounding, man?
About 30% contained. The fire broke out about 10:40 Thursday night, about 5 miles east of Warner Springs, is currently heading away from populated areas.
Yeah, it sounds good. Actually, the gas, you can't tell at all that he has the cold.
Okay, cool.
Fired a skating rink in Grand Prairie. Police say a fight broke out about 7 o'clock.
Mondo says more of the kid crying in the background.
Private birthday party was going on.
Should we go back to Dr. Turner?
Oh, yeah.
For TV there.
Yeah, you know what? We're moving on, though. So, yeah, I think it'll be good.
Ron Berman? Okay. Don Berman, I mean.
But police say it may have been the shooter's birthday party.
Oops.
Snoring's
Sorry.
A problem. Loud sex, go right ahead. That story, the forecast, and much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Tasting a Sabra dip for the first time can be a bit like listening to a new piece of world music. How about adding some Asian flavor?
The idea that I would be...
Let's punch it up with some Latin spice. Still missing something. There we go. Tasting Sabra, inspired by the fresh, delicious flavors of the world, is a bit like listening to yodeling kabuki salsa dancing hip hop. Sabra, adventure awaits. Try our new flavorful dips at any of our touring Sabra gourmet food trucks. Go to facebook.com/Sabra to find out where they'll be in your town.
You may be able to get a more peaceful night's sleep at a bunch of hotels in Europe and the Middle East. Crowne Plaza is cranking down on snorers. The hotel has set up quiet zones on 2 floors at 10 of their hotels. Snore monitors, people, not machines, will be patrolling the hallways of their designated hotels and will knock on the door of guests who snore too loudly. Repeat offenders will be asked to move out of the quiet zones. Hotels also testing snore absorption rooms with soundproofing on the walls and headboards. Rattling headboards. Anti-snoring pillows, that's just over the face, and white noise machines to cover up the sound. Satellite weather from KFI, clear skies, some low clouds and fog later this evening, though. Lows in the upper 50s. Clearing to sunny skies again tomorrow, a tad cooler, very taddy. Highs in the mid-70s at the beaches, mid to upper 80s, Metro LA, Orange County, around 90 in the valleys. Cooler on Monday again to start the week. Temperatures continuing, highs around 90. Right now in Anaheim, 73, Newport Beach, 70, Cerritos, 69, Long Beach, 71 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we are here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. Monday through Friday, we're over on KTLK AM 1150 on our national show, and we're on from 10 p to 1A on the West Coast. But Saturday nights, this is our home. And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that this is not Phil's voice. What happened? Well, what happened was a bout with laryngitis. Now, I'm in the third week of this, and I have been to the doctor, but I imagine that we'll be heading back. It's gotten better. But it's not getting better fast enough for me, so, you know, we'll see. I would like to mention that coming up on the 7th, I'm going to be interviewed by Kevin Pollak on Kevin Pollak's Chat Show. That's on kevinpollakchatshow.com or kevinpollakschatshow.com. That's the 7th, 3 p.m. Pacific. And other things ahead will be at the NAB, National Association of Broadcasters in Chicago, in the early part of September with Bubba the Love Sponge and some other people sitting up there holding forth in front of all the suits. That's always fun, you know, even though I don't know how many suits actually show up for those things. I think mostly it's, the NAB, that is the suit fest, yeah. Generally, it's just talent, but once a year the suits break out, they break out their suit. They break out their second suit, and they go to that. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. And you can also watch us online right now at philhendryshow.com. Listen, obviously, online to KFI AM 640. The podcast will be on KFI AM 640. But our Phil TV and HD is on the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. And that's, by the by, that goes into our archive there on the website. Don Berman is joining us from New York City. Don is in New York taking a break from his television duties. And, Don, I think that I think we should say that it's a little unusual. You're an activist. You're not just a newsman. You're not just a television newsman. But you've sort of turned into an activist, haven't you?
Phil, I think that is true. I think it is necessary to point out that I have crossed the line from simply reporting on the news to wanting to do something about the news. And I'm doing this as a private citizen so that individuals know my objectivity as a reporter hasn't been, my objectivity as a reporter has not been contaminated, but my subjectivity as a citizen and my patriotism as a citizen, that has not been contaminated either. And I'm very proud of what we're about to do in New York tomorrow.
Now, I want to let people know, because it's very unusual. You are a straight man, but tomorrow you're going to New York to marry a gay man, and...
Well, you seem a little bit lost for words, Phil.
Well, it's just saying that much. You're straight, but you're getting married to another man. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is, and I was hoping that it would be a little bit more obvious, but I understand perhaps it's not. What it means is, as a straight man, and I would hope that other men will join us, I am in support of gay marriage to the point where I will marry a gay man and I will be involved in a gay marriage.
And are you married to that man at the exclusion of being married to a woman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am a single man. I was married, not once but twice, and you know that I have two children. I am straight. I will date women, but I will be married, and I'll be married to a man. And I think what's interesting, Phil, and I can almost anticipate your next question, am I bothered by this? Do I feel embarrassed by this? Does this affect my own self-image? Of course it does not, Phil. I'm very secure in my own sexuality. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm going to marry Ed Walls, who is a longtime friend of mine, and I will marry him tomorrow, and we'll be married. We will be involved in a gay marriage. I am not gay. See, I think the thing that is confusing a lot of people is, if I'm not gay, how can I be in a gay marriage? I can be in a gay marriage when I marry a gay, and I'm now married, all right?
Right.
And so I'm married. I'm married to a gay, all right?
Well, I have to ask you a question.
Hold on for just a minute. I'm married to a gay man. I am not gay, but I am making the statement, as are, I hope, millions will follow in my footsteps. And you know something, Phil, this is a little ridiculous, but I just want to, I want to play this out. I want you and your audience with me to play this one out. Because, you know, stranger things have happened, Phil, and as people have often said, truth is stranger than fiction. Let's suppose that tomorrow, even though gay marriage is legal in the state of New York, let us suppose, Phil, that no gay people, whether they are lesbians or gay men, none of them show up to get married. In that instance, I would hope, and I would be first in line, I would hope for two straight men to marry each other.
And well, aren't you asking a little, isn't that a little ridiculous? Aren't you turning it into sort of a comic or clownish thing?
In what, I don't see that at all. In what way?
And you're going to have two straight guys marry each other.
Well, no. If no gays were going to get married because they were frightened, They were frightened to get married.
Well, if it's legal, why would they be frightened?
When you look at the history of people who have been put upon and people who have been persecuted down through the ages of the history of the human race, it wouldn't surprise me at all that people, you can say to a gay, listen, you're free to get married tomorrow, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What does that mean if I'm a gay person? I step out my front door because I trusted the straights, and I'm gunned down in the street, or I am kidnapped, or I am arrested under some kind of a night and fog decree, and no one ever sees me again. These things have happened.
Well, now, wait a minute. What you're saying is it's legal to get married if you're gay. Gay people show up to get married, and they're immediately hustled off to concentration camps.
Or worse. Or worse.
Well, we thank God don't live in a country like that. All right?
Well, Phil, I agree with you, but I'm saying anything's possible.
Well, if that were to happen, there are so many relatives and friends, and...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm a straight man. I would like to keep track of the gay people that go off to get married tomorrow. And I'm saying this, Phil, as a great patriot. I love my country, and you do too. And you're right. I don't anticipate anything happening tomorrow. But I believe that we should protect the right in the event that some of these right-wingers and these Tea Party or whatever they are, if I start seeing gay people disappearing off the streets of New York tomorrow, you remember where you heard that first.
But I don't know what to say. I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. Well, that's not why I came on your program anyway.
No, that's not why you came on the program. I don't see that happening at all. That's a paranoid police state nightmare.
Well, I'm not the first one to have. I don't think I'm that paranoid. There are people who think they see black helicopters. If you want to talk to someone that's paranoid, why don't you go on George's show or talk to some of these freaks that George Norrie gets, or talk to some of these real, real weird freaks that go on that Alex Jones show. Don't look at me. You know.
No, I'm not saying that you're a freak. I'm just saying let's start thinking in positive terms and not worry about whether gay people are going to be arrested or thrown into a concentration camp or gunned down. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard, because they set foot outside their door tomorrow to get married in New York. Now, you're going to be there getting married.
That's right.
Do you fear being gunned down?
No, I mean, that's why I'm asking for straight people to step up, because if we get enough straight people marrying gays tomorrow, it's very possible, and I'm saying, Phil, I agree with you, it's very unlikely, but I'm just saying it's one more level of security. That if whoever would do such a thing inside the government, and I would think it would be a renegade group, they would then be shooting and killing straight people. Will they take that risk? I don't think so. So
in other words, you're marrying a gay guy tomorrow just in the off chance that there is a government group or some nefarious, perhaps even renegade group of right-wing or extreme people who want to kill gay people as they're going to get married. I think it's a paranoid, you know.
Well, you said paranoid now twice, Phil. I get it. I'm not paranoid, all right?
So you're giving us just some sort of, it's not even a worst-case scenario. It's a parallel universe fantasia.
Really? All right. Well, I don't think so, but there are a couple of things that I did want to say, if you want to get off that topic.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to make very, very clear is that Channel 19 was going to send along a crew, and some of the promos that they were doing on the air for us, some of the promos that were being done on Channel 19, I asked them to recut them. One of them had, and I just want to play this one time because I think it gave the wrong impression. One of them starts out with Don Berman is on his way to New York. And then, all right, so you heard that, right? Phil, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. So that was it sounded like a motorcycle sound effect of some kind. And the words, just say that again, okay?
Yeah, Don Berman is on his way to New York. And then...
All right, and what was that?
Well, what that was someone at the station trying to make it sound like I'm all leathered up and ready to go out and be, you know, Papa Bear to some guy. See, I want to make it very clear. I'm straight. And I'm going to stay straight.
All right, let's take a break here as we talk to Don Berman on his way to New York to get married even though he's straight, to a gay guy in support of gay marriage in New York. We'll be back with more here. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI News. Because somebody has to watch the world on the weekend.
KFI AM 640.
Tim Conway Jr. here from my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention Tim Conway Jr. or KFI. Either one is fine. You're going to get $150 off your rebuilt transmission or $100 off any other repair. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's double A. Huge shout out, MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30. No debt deal, but they keep working at it. And rain makes travel a pain in the Windy City. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Santa Monica.
It's on the 10 freeway heading eastbound right before the 405. Two-car crash there blocking the left lane. You're slow away from 20th. A couple crashes earlier still has you slow and go there as you head on into downtown toward the 110. 101 South Tough out of Woodland Hills. That's coming away from Winnetka toward the 5 with some slowing along the northbound 110. Starting off slow at Exposition to the 101. Southbound, though, you're clear off the 101 heading towards the 405. KFI traffic brought to you by Luxor Las Vegas. I'm Amy Salas.
Get wild. Get lucky. Get to the point. Only at Luxor Las Vegas. Experience Chris Angel. Believe from Cirque du Soleil. Nightlife at LAX. Dining at Tender Steak and Seafood. Non-stop casino action. Book now at Luxor.com. Luxor Las Vegas. Get to the point.
Experience Pechanga with California's largest and most exciting casino, a four-diamond resort, world-class entertainment, dining, spa, and golf. Pechanga has something for everyone. Experience excitement. Experience fun. Experience Pechanga. Pechanga Resort and Casino, just off the 15 freeway in Temecula.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Your favorite show is on, or the ball game, or a breaking emergency. So you turn on your local TV, and it's gone. Right now, congressional action may threaten the local TV that you rely on. Millions could lose access to free local news. Millions more, they're HD. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Log on. Learn more at thefutureoftv.org. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Acura, we develop cars and SUVs with exceptionally innovative technologies. Technologies like an engine design that optimizes fuel efficiency at low RPMs while delivering outstanding power at high RPMs. A body structure that can redirect frontal crash energy around the cabin and away from you. An all-wheel drive system that can transfer up to 100% of rear power to the outside wheel for greater control. And an available climate control system that can actually track the position of the sun. And here's another innovation we think you'll appreciate. Right now, you'll find exceptional offers on every new Acura, including 0.9% APR financing on the 7-passenger MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. Visit your local Acura dealer today. Acura. Advance. 0.9% APR for well-qualified buyers. Offer ends September 6, 2011. See dealer for details.
Southern California, visit your Acura dealer today to drive the luxurious 7-passenger MDX and take advantage of Acura's great offers.
There's news, and then there's KFI News.
We don't repeat, we report.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here to our program every Saturday night till 10. And with me, Don Berman from Channel 19. And we're talking with Don. He's in New York City tonight. And this is a piece of social activism. You're a straight man. You're going to marry a gay man tomorrow as a way of supporting the gay rights law in New York. Now, what do you say to people who don't quite buy that? They think you're just, it's a rating stunt.
Right, it's a rating stunt, huh? Where did you hear that? Because I have not heard that anywhere.
You haven't heard anyone say that?
No, I have not heard anyone say that. No one's come up to me and said it to my face. No one has said to me, you're engaged in a rating stunt. So,
well, I have to tell you, I was just talking about it with some people on Twitter. And
oh, we were talking about it on Twitter. You know, Phil, let me interrupt you for just a moment. Talking about anything on Twitter is like talking about something on Facebook. And both of those are only a notch above talking about it on talk radio. So I don't really know, where do we get to the level of discourse that is intelligent? You know, where do we get to the...
So in other words, if somebody said, as a couple of people have said to me on Twitter, that Don Berman is going to New York to marry a gay guy because it's a ratings ploy, it's a publicity stunt, you don't see any validity in that.
I'm marrying a gay man, all right? Do you understand what comes with that? You understand that there is, in order for me to be involved in a gay marriage... I'm a straight man. Let's be very clear. Have you ever heard the term oral on top? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
You know, you say that. Well, it's very interesting, Phil. You say no, you don't, and that sort of solidifies your straight credentials. Is that what that does?
Because I don't know what that term means, is what I'm saying.
All right, well, I'll tell you what it is. It is a gay sex term, and it applies in the marriage that Ed and I will have.
And this is Ed Walls, right?
That's correct. And no, he's not an interior designer. He's a photojournalist.
No, I didn't say that he was an interior designer. I just asked what the gentleman's name was. I didn't have his resume.
He's a photojournalist. He's a longtime friend of mine. He is gay, and I've decided to marry him. And
why, if you don't mind me asking, why him?
Because, frankly, he is not engaged to be married to any gay. There was no gay that he's going to marry, and I said to him, this would be a great social statement, and he said to me, yes, it would. And to further answer your question, I guess, when he said to me that when I asked him to marry me, I said to him, you know, the obvious questions, and they sort of were unspoken by you in the questions that you asked me.
And well, what are we talking about? Are you having sex with this man?
Excuse me, but if you would allow me to put this into my own words. An oral on top is what I will be. All right? Ed and I had talked about this. And if you want the story, I'll give you the story. Do you want the story?
Yes, I do.
All right. We had talked about it. We were in New York. I was in New York about 3 weeks ago. I asked him to marry me. He said yes. And we're walking back to the hotel, and he's going on and on and on about sex, blah, 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 till I wanted to throw the drink I had. I shouldn't have been walking with a drink, but I was. And we were coming down from Ruby Foo's, and I had a drink, and I finally threw it on the floor of the hotel room, I remember, and I, you know, God forgive me, Phil, but I pulled my pants down, and I said, all right, well, you have at it and shut up. If it'll shut your mouth. And I sat down, and I made myself another drink. You don't want me to go into the rest, do you?
It's all right. So, in other words, this man performed a sex act on you.
I would rather it not be put that way. What I'm telling you is that comes with the territory.
All right. 1-800-520-1KFI. I'm going to reserve judgment here. And we'll go to a phone call if we have. Yeah, we got a couple of minutes here. Let's go to Matt in Laguna Beach. Matt, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Don Berman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, so I'm kind of confused. You're gonna go through this because why?
You talking to me?
Yes.
What's your question, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What is your question?
Okay, so I'm confused. You're gonna marry a gay man for
as a way of making a statement, a statement of solidarity with gay people by straight people. Yes.
And about the, I heard something about sex or something, and you're going to, you said you're straight, but you're going to, you know, help him out?
What is
in
your
point?
You know, look, I'm not here so you
I'm
and your friends can laugh, you know. And
well, I don't think that's why the guy called.
No, he's there with his friends. I'm involved in a social statement, a political statement, to support gay people. Well, you can laugh if you want, sir. But I'm marrying a gay.
No.
It tomorrow, and that's that.
And you had sex with him?
No, I didn't have sex. Did you hear what I said?
I heard you pulled your pants down or something.
Yeah, did you hear that? Yeah, you heard right.
All right. Matt, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Yeah. Okay. 1-800-520-1-KFI.
Boy, you really got to get that phone number straight, man. You're talking about me pulling my pants down in a hotel room, and you don't even know your own phone number.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're absolutely right. How dare I talk about you? 1-800-520-1-KFI, 1-800-520-1-534. We have Don Berman is on the line, an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster who's going to is in New York, and tomorrow will be marrying a good friend of his who is gay, Don Straight. So he is going to marry another man as a way of his statement of solidarity and support for the gay marriage law in New York. We'll keep talking to Don about this when we come back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Now, Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom.
Thank you, sir. President Obama's held another White House meeting with congressional leaders trying to get a deal done to raise the debt ceiling. Today's meeting lasted only for about an hour. House Speaker John Boehner says two GOP plans have been voted down while Democrats haven't presented any legislation yet of their own.
Where's the plan? Where's the real plan? There is no plan.
Boehner says they will continue to meet this weekend. He expects to have a workable plan done tomorrow by the time the Asian stock markets open. White House economists say the U.S. will begin defaulting on its loans August 2nd if a deal to raise the debt limit isn't reached before then. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
We still have that crash right now in Santa Monica. 10 freeway eastbound before the 405. Two cars are blocking the left lane. That's causing a backup from 20th toward the 110. If you're stuck in that, give us a call. Ralph's Saving You Time traffic line, 888-500-5003. Slow and go on the 5 southbound out of Echo Park. Starting off between the 2 and the 10, you'll catch a quick break and then you'll hit those brakes again right at the 605 to Carmenita. Northbound also slow in pockets between Firestone and the 110, with slowing along the northbound 110 between Exposition and the 101. Amy Salas, KFI Traffic.
At least two people have been killed in the crash of a single-engine plane in Joseph Canyon near the Cleveland National Forest. FAA officials say the plane was destroyed when the Cessna went down about 10 o'clock this morning and sparked a brush fire. Firefighters quickly brought the fire, though, under control. Record rainfall has left tens of thousands of people without power and forced flight cancellations and has disrupted public transportation in Chicago. More than 100 flights were canceled today at O'Hare Airport. Trains, buses were disrupted, highways shut down by flooding. The local power company ComEd says the storm cut power to about 60,000 customers. eBay may not be the smartest way to pawn off your stolen stuff.
About $100,000 worth of high-end marine navigation devices were stolen from a warehouse in Moorpark in May and later turned up for sale on eBay. Ventura County Sheriff's deputies say they traced some of the stolen GPSs worth about $8,000 to an address in Sherman Oaks. The GPSs were seized and one person was arrested. On Friday, cops found another $4,000 in GPSs when they searched a home in Carson and arrested Denea Okizi. The name of the other suspect has not been released. Amy King, KFI News.
Your forecast, much more of the world famous Phil Hendry up next.
Today, I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series so I can talk about it with conviction. Yeah, tough job.
Sounds like a caged animal.
That must be the head-up display. It projects speed and other info onto the windshield so I don't have to take my eyes off the road. Now, that is forward-facing and forward-thinking.
You know it gets up to 32 miles per gallon highway and comes with no-cost maintenance, and that from a performance legend?
I think someone's checking me out.
No, she's not, actually. She's checking out the car.
Well, it is gorgeous.
You know, the only way to understand the 5 Series is from the driver's seat, easily done at a BMW center.
I'm going to need a longer drive before I can really assess.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Please don't drive distracted.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $579 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Mostly clear skies tonight. Maybe a little bit of clouds and fog out there. Sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures little, teeny, little bit cooler than today. Highs around 90. Same on Monday and into the week. It's 66 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live, local news, on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Your biggest opponent on the basketball court doesn't wear a jersey. He doesn't intimidate you with his size or speed. In fact, he isn't even on the other team. That's because your biggest opponent is the pain in your own knee. If the popping, instability, and locking in your knee are keeping you off the court, maybe it's time to schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center. At Cedars-Sinai, we know a knee injury can keep you from doing what you love. Our experienced sports medicine specialists offer the full range of treatment options, including minimally invasive techniques, which can mean less pain and faster healing. Our expertise can also mean fewer complications, like arthritis or a redo down the road. Stop living in pain. Schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. That's 1-800-CEDARS-1. Cedars-Sinai, leading the quest for health.
I want you to get a pin out because I'm going to give you the phone number of a fantastic law firm by the name of Young Miller Law. My name is Joe Young, and I'm the senior partner of Young Miller Law, representing clients throughout Southern California.
And I'm Dane Miller, the managing partner of Young Miller. There's an old saying, Joe, hungry dogs hunt better. That certainly applies to Young Miller because we're a hungry law firm that fights for our clients.
We know how to argue, and we definitely know how to win.
Folks, I personally oversee each and every case we handle, so I can assure you that we will do everything in our power to win and to accomplish your goals. At Young Miller Law, we handle a variety of legal issues. We handle real estate matters,
family law,
employment law,
criminal defense,
and all manner of business litigation and advice.
The number I want you to write down is 800-968-9930.
That's 800-968-9930. And if you want a law firm that will treat you like family, pay you the attention you deserve, and go that extra mile your case demands, call us today.
800-968-9930. 800-968-9930 at youngmillerlaw.com.
We'll get the job done.
I want to believe. Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. And again, I'm very apologetic for the state of my voice. It's getting better, but it's been a pretty bad bout of laryngitis. On the line with us in New York is Don Berman as we talk about tomorrow in New York City. I don't want to camouflage or otherwise obscure the greatness of this day. This radio show has been from the very beginning in favor of the civil liberties for gay people. We believe in the right of gay people to marry and to enjoy all of the rights of all citizens of this country, Don.
As I do, Phil.
And I know you do. You're going to New York to marry a gay guy. You say it's not a stunt.
Let me, I know that you're talking to your audience and you want to take some phone calls.
Well, first of all, let me tell my audience. You're going to go to New York. You're marrying a guy by the name of Ed Walls, who's a photojournalist.
Yes.
A friend of yours.
Yes.
And a man that you've had sex with.
No, I have not had sex with a man. I'm straight.
Well, you said that you guys walked back from the Ruby Foos one night in New York and you threw your drink down on the floor and you said, "Will this shut you up?" and pulled your pants down.
You know something, you're making Ed sound like some gibbering queen. I said, we had an argument, all right? But yes, okay, you have to understand, look, Phil, first of all, that don't make me gay. Secondly,
if you let that guy, if you, in, you know, I'm not even going to say you let him. You engaged in this act with him. You can say whatever you want. You know.
Well, now what you're doing is now you want to slander me by saying I'm gay. Now, I'm going to.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm going to replay for your audience so they know which side of the bread the butter's on, if you'll pardon the expression. This was the promo that the station wanted to do for me, and this was a promo that, Phil, I gave the thumbs down to. And I can give you, it went something like this. On July, whatever the date is, I don't know the date today. What's the date?
Today's the 29th, I thought, 24th.
All right, on July 25th, Don Berman is heading to New York, and then they have that. Now, I told them that is an insult to gay people. It sounds like some motorcycle, leathered-up, butch queen leather, you know, I just found it very offensive. We reworked it, and it goes something like this. Do you have the music?
I think Bud does, yeah.
All right. Don Berman is headed to New York for a gay marriage. And then it goes... All right. Yes, Don Berman...
Whoa, hold on.
Excuse me, would you... Don, would you shut up?
Turn that up. Don't tell me to shut up, all right?
I'm in the middle of doing the promo for you.
You... put the kibosh on an ad that had a motorcycle sound effect for Sylvester.
Oh, okay. So you're the expert. Is that it? You know, Phil, I think it takes a pretty big pair to ask me whether I'm gay or not. And meanwhile, you're weighing in on all the particulars about, oh, well, Sylvester, and I saw the picture of Daniel Radcliffe in leather, so don't think I didn't see that. And
that was a joke that you started with the motorcycle.
That I started with the motorcycle. So we're doing. Thank you. Don Berman's headed to New York for a gay marriage. And then, all right. That speaks far more to the experience than some Al Pacino, William Friedkin cruising freak show having to do with leather and chains.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'm not going to argue with you about the promo that the station's running. I just felt, in my own feeling, Sylvester singing You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, you didn't want it to be a stereotype. That's more stereotypical than a motorcycle.
I know what I'm doing, okay? Thank you very much. I heard the gentleman last hour saying, don't tell me what to do with my family. Well, I feel the same way.
Fine. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Here is Toby in Prescott, Arizona. Toby, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Don Berman.
Yeah, Mr. Berman, I had a question.
Yes, what is
your definition of straight?
My definition of straight is an individual who is oriented to heterosexual sex.
Oriented, so it doesn't have anything to do with the type of sex he has, just his orientation for that particular type of sex.
I was born straight. I like women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else do you want me to say.
So straight.
What were you? How were you born?
I was born from my mother's womb.
So you weren't really born either way.
I would say that no, I was born for the propensity to enjoy pleasure of all types.
So you're gay. That means gay.
Whatever. Okay,
no,
so...
No, sir, that does not mean I'm gay.
Yeah, right. So what was your question, sir?
My question is your definition of straight. Does a straight person stay inclined to just heterosexual sex, or can a straight person have homosexual
Let's
sex?
Let's remember that what we're here to talk about is the greatness of the state of New York and what they're going to be doing tomorrow, and that's marrying gay people. And I'm there to support that. And
you don't feel you're making a mockery out of it?
What did you say?
You don't feel you're making a mockery out of it, and I think it's a very good question.
No, I do not feel I'm making a... How am I making a mockery out of it?
By going there, as some people would say, for ratings.
I find that to be an insult. And absolutely, I'm there to support being gay. I married a gay guy, and I'm not gay. Now, I would call that, and I don't like to talk about myself, but I would call that a bigger sacrifice even than being,
Well, I don't want to say than being gay, but it's close. It's a bigger sacrifice than any straight person I see making for gay people.
And you're not doing it for ratings?
No, I am. If we get good ratings as a result, what do you want me to do? Give them back? Give them back.
I don't even think we answered Toby's question, but Toby, I think you're asking if Don feels secure in his sexuality as a straight guy, then that's it, huh, Don?
Yes, I feel very secure, Toby. Thank you for your question, but I'm going to be just fine. Wow.
I think what the young man was trying to find out was that, are you sure you're straight?
Am I sure I'm straight? Am I sure? So in other words, because I support gay marriage, and because I happen to like the song You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, does that makes me Daniel Radcliffe in leather? I don't think so.
Turn it down. All right. No, that's not what that's about. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. It's the goofiest. It is the goofiest demonstration of solidarity I think I've ever heard of in my life. Deja in Fullerton. What did I do? Lock Deja up? Deja, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I had a question for the gentleman who's supposedly straight and he's marrying a gay man.
Well, you say supposedly. You say supposedly. That hurts. That hurts me when you say supposedly.
Well, it's confusing that you say that you pulled your pants down and let this man perform a sexual act on you, but you're straight.
Yes.
I mean, I'm for gay marriage. I don't even think that it should be separated. I think any kind of marriage is just marriage, and it's all great. Two people who love each other should join in marriage. I don't think it's a question. So I'm all for it. I have my sister's gay. My cousins. I have three cousins that are gay. It's no big deal.
In other words, you've got lots of gay people around you in order to reinforce your view.
It's really normal
to
be around gay people. It's not like they're people, just like anyone else.
Right, and if you walked into your house, and you saw two people kissing that were of the same gender, you wouldn't be shocked. You wouldn't call up a talk station and say, oh my goodness, you'll never guess what I just saw. So why is it so unusual? So why is it so unusual for me to say, "All right, if it'll shut you up, it was late. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to get to bed."
And so you said to this guy, "If it'll shut you up, you pulled your pants down."
Let me tell you something.
So if it's 2 a.m, it's okay to forget your sexual orientation. Which, if you are bisexual, that's cool. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that, but trying to fake the funk and act like you're not gay, but you'll say, "I want to hurry up and get to bed. It's 2 a.m. Give me some head." Now, come on.
I did not say that, young lady. Please, young lady, you should watch your language because you sound like a nice young woman. I don't think that's becoming to say, "Let's get some, you know what." Number two, I would say that
I didn't want it.
He kept yammering on about it. If we're going to be married, you know we have to have gay sex. If we're going to be married, you know we have to have gay sex. And
so,
I said...
So it was rape within a marriage, right?
No. Did I say that?
You didn't
No, I did not say it was rape. That's a terrible thing to say about Ed Helms, who's one of the sweetest...
Did you get pleasure from it or not?
Wait a minute. You know, you've got an awful lot of questions for someone who's all about, "Hey, it's cool, man. Hey, wow, no big thing. Look at you. What are you, part of the sex police?"
You're the one who made a big deal about it. I mean, if you want to support it, support it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Exactly.
Doing that, but I'm not going to go get married to a female if I'm not in love with them.
Well,
I think that you're destroying the sanctity of marriage by getting married just for the publicity of it.
That's the question.
Treat it as something that people do when they're in love.
That's the question.
Not to just show support. If you want to be supportive, support someone.
Ma'am, you sound to me like you're a rookie cadet in the Sex Police Academy, and you want to run out as soon as you graduate with your nightstick and your gun and make sure everybody's having sex with the right person. Wow.
People can have sex with whoever they want, but if you're going to broadcast it, don't keep putting a disclaimer out saying, "But I'm not gay, but this man went down on me." That's ridiculous.
All I said was the guy wouldn't shut up, so I unloosened my belt, made myself a drink, and said, "If it'll shut you up, go ahead."
Maybe
now she's laughing at me. Oh, look at you. Are you a guy? Are you a man or a woman? The man that just talked, was it really a man? Was that your gay lover?
My fiance.
And he's too afraid to talk to me, and he had you call instead. How about
no,
that?
No, I wanted to tell you because
all right,
I need to get in.
Deja,
on this.
Good.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I thank you both for calling, and I think you both had very good questions.
What about support for me? When does that come in?
I think it's very good question, Don, to ask if you're doing it for ratings. You know.
Well, she's laughing, and she's a member of the sex police. I bet you she takes the people
what
she arrests.
You
take them down to the sex dungeon. You take them to the sex dungeon. Ma'am, you take them to the sex dungeon, and you have your way with them after you arrest them.
Okay.
All right. You know what, Deja, thank you very much. Great call.
And I think that you might need to pull your pants down and call your husband. Because
thank you for your call. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Very good. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. What happened to Don? All right, we'll be back. Phil Hendry's show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
More Southern California than a 15-mile drive taking 45 minutes.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
I want you to get a pin out because I'm going to give you the phone number of a fantastic law firm by the name of Young Miller Law. My name is Joe Young, and I'm the senior partner of Young Miller Law, representing clients throughout Southern California.
And I'm Dane Miller, the managing partner of Young Miller. There's an old saying, Joe, hungry dogs hunt better. That certainly applies to Young Miller because we're a hungry law firm that fights for our clients.
We know how to argue, and we definitely know how to win.
Folks, I personally oversee each and every case we handle, so I can assure you that we will do everything in our power to win and to accomplish your goals. At Young Miller Law, we handle a variety of legal issues. We handle real estate matters,
family law,
employment law,
criminal defense,
and all manner of business litigation and advice.
The number I want you to write down is 800-968-9930.
That's 800-968-9930. And if you want a law firm that will treat you like family, pay you the attention you deserve, and go that extra mile your case demands, call us today.
800-968-9930. 800-968-9930 at youngmillerlaw.com.
We'll get the job done.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, singer Amy Winehouse has died at her home in London. And Comic-Con gets a world premiere. Nerds, geeks, dweebs. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
The two-car crash we had on the 10 freeway eastbound finally cleared right before the 405. It's still slow, though, coming away from 20th. That's in Santa Monica as you head over to the 110. Top right on the 101 south end through Hollywood. That bunches up at Hollywood Boulevard towards the 5. Northbound, just a little slow between the 5 and Highland. Then you clear up as you continue northbound into Studio City. 110 freeway north, also a little slow right at the 10 toward the 101 southbound. Clears to the 405. KFI traffic brought to you by the Blue Man Group. I'm Mimi Salas.
Carbon monoxide is very serious and can happen to anyone at any time. And I've learned that the very, very hard way.
One winter's night, Cheryl Burt lost two sons to a silent killer. Help protect your family. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's quick and simple and could save a life.
Don't make that mistake. Don't take your life for granted. Don't take your children's life for granted. It changes your life forever.
For more safety tips, visit casafehomes.org.
Mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa. Ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance. One of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, get 0.9% APR financing on select 2011 models. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Have you been thinking of finally completing your bachelor's degree or advancing your education with a master's or doctorate in psychology or business or perhaps a Juris Doctor law degree? For over 30 years, California Southern University has provided quality distance education to busy parents and working professionals. Cal Southern offers accredited degrees all online so you can complete all your courses from anywhere, anytime. Imagine earning the degree of your dreams without sitting in traffic driving to a classroom. You can study at your convenience or accelerate your program. You can even start by just taking a single course. Earn your accredited degree all online without taking on expensive student loans. Call now and ask about their low tuition and interest-free monthly payments and discover the Cal Southern difference at 800-884-5114. That's 800-884-5114. Again, that's 800-884-5114 or visit calsouthern.edu.
For 125 years, Mercedes-Benz automobiles have been the preeminent luxury vehicles in the world. Because year after year, Mercedes-Benz has defined the standard by which all others are measured. The 2011 lineup, the youngest, freshest vehicles in the luxury car class, is no exception. The GLK packs all the big engineering ideas you'd expect from the company that invented the automobile into a compact SUV. And it's now available for just $399 a month. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today to learn more about the bold design and bold engineering that make the GLK one of the most unique vehicles on the road. Lease the 2011 GLK 350, an IIHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 30 months with $4,769 due at signing. Hurry in today. A new year, a new level of innovation from Mercedes-Benz.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services and participating dealers through August 1st, 2011. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Tony Baby at 909-556-5211 today. That's Tony Baby at 909-556-5211. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Need a break? Heading to Vegas soon? See Blue Man Group, a musical feast, a roller coaster of comedy. Live at the Venetian in Las Vegas. Tickets starting at $59. Call 800-BLUE-MAN or visit blueman.com.
We have the cheapest gas in SoCal.
Well, we know where the cheapest gas is.
Go to KFIAM640.com.
KFIAM640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFIAM640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Don Berman from New York tonight. And tomorrow you're getting married. You're straight. The man you're marrying is gay. And you don't feel that this at all detracts from the otherwise what I think is a great day.
Phil, hold on for a minute, because you've said that a couple of times now, and I'm telling you, I'm offended by that. We're not trying to detract from anything.
You're making this into a rating stunt. Don't tell me that you're not. Don't tell me that this is something that you think you're going to separate. You're well known to people. You're a newsman. So people know your name, okay? And you've cut a promo for the station.
The promo was cut as the result of me saying that I was going to go, so I went ahead and voiced it. Otherwise, we were going to have somebody else do it anyway. And I said, Don Berman is heading to New York. And I'm getting married. And they had that motorcycle. And all I did was say, change it to Don Berman is going to New York. And I'm marrying a gay guy. And you come on and make a big deal out of it. You come on and...
Of course I'm going to make a big deal out of it. You've made a spectacle of yourself, in my opinion. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. Pardon me for raising my voice. Let's go to Mike in Menifee. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good, sir.
Good evening.
Good. Hey, Don.
Yes.
You know, number one question I have for you, you say you're straight. I mean, don't you think you want to reserve yourself for a woman instead of out of support from a friend? You're basically lowering your standards for another man?
I'm not lowering my standards at all. And I've been married twice before. So what do you mean save myself for a woman?
Well, basically...
I'm not exactly a virgin. So. I'm not a virgin, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, so that didn't work out for you. So basically, you know, marriage is a joke to you in your eyes now to where...
No, it is not.
Gonna, you know, like I said, let your reservations go for another man.
It's not a joke. And I don't think I'm lowering my standards. He's a very good friend of mine. And all right, I'll admit it. Mr. Hendry has been alluding to it, and he's been alluding to it in a way I think that is crude. I'll admit it. I hope it helps my newscast. That's not to say that I don't believe in it. That's not to say that I am not supportive of it.
All right, so...
So you do admit it.
Yes, I admit it. Don't think you won a Pulitzer, Phil.
I think that that's pretty low.
Okay, so friends, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but friends are supposed to allow a shoulder to lie their head on, not allow their head to lie a head on, right?
What's that?
I said friends are supposed to allow a shoulder for you to lay your head on.
Did you try, I got to ask you something. Did you try that out? Did you try that out on Twitter first? Because you might have...
Yeah, whatever. Okay, thanks for your call, sir. Our number 1-800-5201-KFI, I don't think you did, but... it's probably not a bad idea. Here's Reggie in California.
Always try your one-liners out on Twitter first.
Reggie, go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Hi.
My question is,
what's his name again? Bear, I just tuned in.
My name is Don Berman. Don Berman.
Don Berman. Well, congratulations, sir. You've just come out of the closet. I think it's wonderful. You need to announce it to everybody.
No, you're marrying this guy because you're really gay. No, I'm not. How would you know?
Really ashamed to.
Takes one to know one.
To say it.
Takes one to know
come
one.
Come on out and be real.
Takes one to know one.
I think you need to be real with everybody.
Takes one to know one.
Well, that's really adult. Takes one to know one.
Well, how does he know?
Well, you just got done saying, you know, the
tell
stuff
me,
you're saying here, man.
You guys wouldn't know a gay
tell
guy.
Tell me something, sir.
You wouldn't know a gay guy if he came up and did your shirt.
I do. I'm talking to one right now. I'll tell you what,
Mr. Henry?
Berman, when are you going to start satisfying your man? You get married, you have to consecrate the marriage,
that,
don't you? It's got to go
that
both
depends,
ways.
That depends on when, you hit,
well,
when you're coming
you
to town. That depends on when you come to town.
Okay, Don. Obviously, now you want to do jokes, you know.
Well, see, he got excited. You know, I really find this to be, I don't think it's funny. You got a bunch of these gay, you know, here's a guy, he's making gay jokes. How do I know you're not in the closet?
Well, you're begging for it with this asinine promotion, and you went ahead and you said that it was just that. There's the music again.
Yeah, you think this is gay?
No, not at all, man.
Oh, he loves that music. He loves
yeah,
it.
I bet you're moving your feet, too. Yeah, you are.
All right. You know, Don, you asked for it. You got it. Thank you very much, Reggie. Thanks for your call, sir. And
any white guy named Reggie, wow.
Means what?
You make me feel mighty real. That's all I've got to say. Listen, I got to, you know, there's a couple of nightclubs I got to hit.
Yeah, I'll bet, man.
Got a bachelor party.
Of course. Thanks so much, Don Berman from New York this evening, talking with us about some jackass. But I'm glad that we finally got him to admit it's a rating study. Turn that off, please. It's driving me out of my mind. Hi, I'm Don Berman, and I'm heading to New York. Anyway, at least we got him to admit that, yes, indeed, it is a ratings stunt. And that that's probably the biggest piece of journalism that was done all tonight.
No, it wasn't.
Hang up on him. All right, coming up next hour is our News and Information Hour on this Saturday night here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, July 23rd.
News, KFI style. John Cobell.
We get to have the news people come on, and I get to ask 20 questions, because I'm figuring if I have these 20 questions, then probably everybody else in the audience has these 20 questions.
KFI. More than headlines.
KFI. Los Angeles. Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
A singer's death. I'm Michael Crozier.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Singer Amy Winehouse has been found dead inside her home in London.
What they're saying is they received a call at 4:05 this afternoon. They attended and found the body. The 27-year-old female paramedic were called to the scene, but the woman was dead. And at this stage, they're saying that the death is being treated as unexplained.
Fox's Mark White says Winehouse dominated the 2008 Grammy Awards by taking home 5 Grammys for her album Back to Black, which produced hit singles like Their Rehab. She had struggled with drugs and alcohol. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
Just going Santa Monica due to a couple earlier crashes. 10 eastbound right before the 405. That one just cleared. Still slow though out of 20th toward the 110. Sharp ride on the 5 freeway southbound as well. That's coming away from the 2 and the 10. Around the traffic cam shows a clear ride on the 405. That's right around the 110. Looks
Jesus.
Great in both directions.
KFI,
out
AM 640.
110 freeway northbound is a little slow between the 10 and the 101. Southbound though, you're wide open out of downtown heading toward the 405. Amy Salas, KFI traffic.
This is into the KFI newsroom. The first gay couples have been legally wed in New York State, the largest state to sanction same-sex marriage. It's, of course, 1201 there. Police in Norway say officers arrived at the scene of yesterday's shooting massacre about an hour and a half after a gunman first opened fire. Cops say a man dressed as a police officer began shooting at a youth camp, killing at least 85 people. The camp is connected to the ruling Labor Party. Emil Bursa says she ran into a building and hid under a bed.
It seems kind of unreal, and especially in Norway. This is not
is going to happen. You know, this is something that we hear about happening in the U.S.
Officials say 32-year-old Anders Bevik surrendered when police finally got to him. They say an explosion at the prime minister's office in Norway earlier that day yesterday that killed seven people yesterday may be connected. It's day three of the Comic-Con Festival in San Diego. For the first time ever, a world premiere is being held at Comic-Con. Festival goers get a chance to see the premiere of Cowboys and Aliens. Other highlights for the 130,000 people at the con include Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, talk about their new movie, The Adventures of Tintin, a sneak peek at The Amazing Spider-Man, and the Twilight Trio. Kirsten Stewart, Taylor Lautner, and Robert Pattinson talking about the next Twilight movie. Congressional leaders working through the weekend to find agreement on a way to avert a government default. In his weekly media address, President says he'd like to see some bipartisanship and a balanced approach to cutting the nation's debt.
We should ask hedge fund managers to stop paying taxes at a lower rate than their secretaries. Before we ask seniors to pay more for Medicare, we should ask the wealthiest taxpayers to give up tax breaks we simply can't afford under these circumstances. That's the heart of this approach. Serious cuts balanced by some new revenues.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling says raising the debt limit should only happen if major spending cuts are made.
The Republican-led House is focused on removing government barriers to private sector job growth, the kind of growth the president promised with his stimulus but failed to deliver.
House Speaker John Boehner told Republicans in a conference call today he hopes to be able to announce a viable framework for progress tomorrow afternoon before stock markets open up in Asia. A real-life nightmare under her bed. Not me. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. Their facilities are huge but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks to go from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all five dealerships to check out all your options. They have the largest inventories of the hard-to-find models. Plus, with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Try their no-nonsense approach. Go to RiversideMetro.com, check out the exact car you want with all the options, click print and drive. There's your price. No haggling and worrying if you got the best possible deal. You know the price before you step into Riverside Metro Auto Group. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com.
Inocenta Hernandez was sitting in her home in Guatemala City when she heard a loud boom. She ran outside to see what she thought was an explosion, but then she realized the problem was inside her house. She went back in to find a 3-foot-wide, 40-foot-deep sinkhole had opened up just under her bed. She says she was lucky because her grandkids had just been playing near the beds, but they weren't hurt. Guatemala City is prone to sinkholes, which can be caused by tropical rainstorms. Though probably not in her house. Hernandez says she was relieved because it could have been a lot worse with the sinkhole that opened up in Guatemala City in May of last year. That one swallowed up whole buildings in an intersection. Southline weather from KFI. Clear skies. A little bit of clouds and fog out there this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear into sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures like today. Highs in the mid-70s at the beaches. Mid to upper 80s. Metro LA, Orange County, around 90 in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week. Highs around 90 as well. Right now in Fullerton, 69. Ladera Ranch, 65. Gardena, 66. Diamond Bar, 70 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
World famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio every night here until, well, every night on KTLK, but every Saturday night here until 10 o'clock. The hell am I listening to here? Get that out of here. Every night till 1 a.m. Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday nights we are here until 10 o'clock on KFI. We're on KTLK during the week. I suddenly had some goofy audio from some sort of internet ad, some sort of revenue stream that some guy that owns a website is using to become rich with. You mean my website? No, but it was EarthCam. And if you're on our website right now, philhendryshow.com, we are showing you a picture of Hollywood Boulevard. That being the section of Hollywood Boulevard around the Guitar Center and where the promenade which is the walkway sort of, I shouldn't say the promenade. Yeah, it's the promenade, the walkway from the parking lot down to Hollywood Boulevard. And you guys that don't have our video cam don't know what I'm talking about. So you should go over to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass, watch Phil TV in HD, watch us perform the radio show. I think you may be pleasantly surprised. And like that. 1-800-520-1KFI is the number. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have one more hour, and this is what we call our news and information hour. And this is where we just sort of go over anything that we might have missed, stuff that's interesting. You know what happened today? Many of you may know Amy Winehouse's music. Many of you may not. I don't think it's a stretch to suggest or to assume that there are a lot of folks that don't. Amy Winehouse was very popular among a segment of people that were into her music. I don't know what you, maybe you're an alternative fan. I don't know what you would be, a blues fan. Nonetheless, today, and if you hang around Twitter as much as I do, and I'm on Twitter a lot, and as a matter of fact, I'm on Twitter so much that I'm being very honest with you now. This past week, I was thinking about it, and I thought, I got to get the hell off this. This is, you know, I'm not getting any business done hanging around Twitter. Some people may think that if you're on Twitter a lot and you're plugging your business, that you're really getting some business done. I don't think so. I think what you're doing is you're irritating people. Because if you're constantly throwing your website up there, and you're constantly throwing website links up on Twitter, people are saying, what is this guy doing other than, you know, plugging his website? No, I don't want to follow him. Unless, of course, you're, I don't know, Stephen Colbert, who has like 9 million followers. He doesn't follow one person. I don't know what he tweets about, but whatever it is, people love it. So, nonetheless, I'm Phil Hendry, and I was thinking, I got to get the hell off of this because it's starting to, I don't think it's really doing me any good, you know, other than the fact it's made me some very nice friends. However, having said all of that, there I was this morning, and I was looking at the comments about Amy Winehouse. Now, a lot of people think I'm a creative guy or an innovative guy. Some people think that I think of the thing that other people don't think of. That may be true, but it's not always true. As a matter of fact, I am about as middle of the road as you can possibly be when it comes to someone dying. I'm a public personality, and I'm a commentator and a satirist, so anything that I pronounce on the radio has to be... For the most part, I sort of have to pick and choose how I say things. And the same thing goes for Twitter or anywhere else. And I got in a lot of trouble early in my career for making untoward comments and ill-timed comments and, frankly, comments in very bad taste around things like the Oklahoma City bombing. I just didn't get it. You gotta learn that there's a certain... broadcast personality that you have to project. That's why it doesn't do any good. And I know that this was a long time ago, so but I think it's a good example. It doesn't do any good if you're Bill Maher, for instance, going back to 2001, to say you didn't get what I said, you don't understand what I said, you blew it, man. You said something that people perceived to be negative. So there was something in your ability to communicate, something in your ability as a broadcaster that failed you, or you failed it. You didn't do something right. You can bitch all you want about how people don't get you. If people don't get you, you got to make them get you or do something else for a living, you know. Same thing true when we talk about that jackass, I don't know what that guy's name is, but that clown back in New York that was mocking the reporter who was attacked and sexually assaulted in Egypt. I don't know what the guy's name was. He was a teacher in New York. And this dumbass is on Twitter. And one of the weakest excuses in the world. I mean, this doesn't even fly with me. Hey, man, I had no idea that Twitter was so, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, I make a comment and it gets blown out of proportion. No, man, try something else, Ace. Or maybe you just shouldn't be on Twitter, or maybe you should have gotten Twitter lesson. I don't know what your problem is, but if you stand to lose an entire career, if you stand to lose your standing, if you stand to lose your students and the respect of millions because you're so stupid you don't know how to tweet something, Jack, you shouldn't have been there in the first place, or you should have taken some Twitter lessons. Something needed to happen that is your responsibility and nobody else's. David Letterman famously understands that, and I say famously, of course David Letterman understands that. He's a professional, but he articulated that to his audience one night, and he did it very well when he said, I made a joke about Sarah Palin's daughter, but I forgot that perception is everything. I forgot that. And so while I know what I intended, I didn't say it right. It was perceived a different way. And that's on me. So I thought Letterman among, I can't think of anybody else who honestly expressed what it is to do what he does for a living. And then on top of that, where he failed. And then on top of that, to articulate all of that to the audience. So I thought it was, and he's absolutely right. So I know all of that stuff, and so I keep my big fat mouth shut. But today, man, Amy Winehouse passed on, and she was, and sadly, because I, you know, it ain't funny to me. I don't know, man. I just, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, I know that she was an alcoholic and a drug user, and it's and I get tired of celebrities who have those problems, but they do. And they're not the only ones. Now, do I think it's a microcosm of society? Actually, no, I don't. I think there's a higher concentration probably among artists because there's a certain type of personality and a certain kind of mindset of artists, and some people are very fragile. I mean, do I think it's a character failing? No. Do I think they're evil people? No, I don't. Do I think it's a disease? Yes, I do. Be that as it may, I get a little tired of hearing about it. But when that young lady died, when they announced that she died, it was a drag. Because suddenly I remembered making all those Amy Winehouse jokes, and now she's dead. But that didn't stop a lot of people from laying into her. And I'm not saying that they're wrong, because there was a certain point where Amy Winehouse's life and career and problems passed the point of, I really feel sorry for you and I hope you get help. It went way beyond that, too. You know what? I don't care what happens to you now. Go ahead and die. Yeah, with some people, not me. One of the reasons not me is because I didn't pay that much attention to Amy Winehouse. When she died, I felt bad. I hadn't heard a damn thing about her in so long. I thought, well, I don't know what the hell's going on with her. Maybe she cleaned up. Maybe she's got another album coming out. I don't know. I don't really dig her music because she does what I call, she does impressions. I don't even think she's a blues singer. She does a really good impression of a black chick. I mean, she does, you know, because when you hear her talking, she sounds like just any other Cockney talking. So, and then she busts into this, whatever, you know, this American black blues singer chick voice. So she dies, and the next thing you know, up and down Twitter, man, people are ripping her an ass. Good riddance. And I'll tell you the reason why. It wasn't so much that they hated her, but it happened hot on the heels of what happened in Norway. And it, for some people, they just ain't got the time. They just don't have the time, the energy, or the inclination. In the famous words of General Jack Ripper in Doctor Strangelove, to worry about Amy Winehouse, because what happened in Norway, especially to those kids on that island, but to all of the people going to work, doing their thing, whatever, was so far more profound and something so far more serious and real and something that touches us much more closely than the death of a celebrity, however talented. That people had finally had it, man. They had it up to here. They just said, you know what? I don't give a damn. This is another junkie that died. Go ahead and die. This is some other celebrity, some other music star that's croaked at the age of 27. Everybody's talking about the 27 Club. There's one other club that Kurt Cobain's mother talked about. She called it the Stupid Club. Nobody's mentioning that one, but that's, I guess that applies, the Stupid Club. But today, it was pretty interesting to see Amy Winehouse, I know you're dead. It's too bad. But you know what? Get in line, baby, because there's a lot of people that died in Norway. And quite frankly, there was a little six-year-old boy that drowned in Minnesota, in Duluth, Minnesota, named Wyatt yesterday. I don't know how many people are thinking of him. I don't know how much national or international ink he got. That's kind of what was happening today on Twitter. But I'm still backing way off. I got to do something. I'm going over to Facebook. All right, coming up, we mentioned New Yorkers readying their vows as the state allows same-sex marriage. Thank you very much, Don Berman, for that quote-unquote enlightening hour. Overtime cuts causing sheriff's deputies to break the law? Question mark. We'll talk about that and more here on News and Information Hour. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640,
more stimulating talk radio.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Wait. Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda,
Do I sound
a
really bad?
A Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. Mm. Their facilities are huge, Good. But smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks to go from dealer to dealer. You can easily walk into all five dealerships to check out all your options. They have the largest inventories of the hard-to-find models. Plus, with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Try their no-nonsense approach. Go to RiversideMetro.com, check out the exact car you want with all the options, click print and drive. There's your price. No haggling and worrying if you got the best possible deal. You know the price before you step into Riverside Metro Auto Group. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit, go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, Twitter is a flutter over the death of Amy Winehouse. And one way or another, the airlines will get your money. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Echo Park.
It's some slowing right now on the 5 freeway heading south. No crashes, just some slowing between the 2 and the 10. Northbound side also tough in pockets coming away from the 5 heading up towards the 134. Slowing go through Hollywood, southbound 101, right at Hollywood Boulevard towards the 5. We also have some road work right now in Valencia. 5 freeway northbound right at Magic Mountain Parkway. Two bright lanes are closed for that Caltrans work with some slowing on the northbound 110 between the 10 and the 101. KFI traffic brought to you by Luxor Las Vegas and Mamie Salas.
Charles Payne here. If you're proud that you have good credit and you don't need to borrow money, guess what? Unless you pay off your credit card in full every month, you are borrowing money and likely at a higher interest rate than you need to pay. Trust me, you need Lending Club, a new, smarter way to borrow that could save you money every month. With Lending Club, you don't pay interest to a traditional credit card company or bank. You get your loan because people like you want to invest in your success. You can borrow up to $35,000 at a low fixed rate and put that credit card bill behind you. For a free rate quote, go to LendingClub.com. Lending Club is a smarter way to get a loan, to pay off high interest credit cards, improve your home, or anything you choose. Get pre-qualified in minutes and get your money in as little as 5 days. Checking your rate is fast, free, and won't impact your credit score. So go get your free rate quote right now at LendingClub.com. That's LendingClub.com.
All loans made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Other terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
AutoZone. Keep your engine going strong with help from AutoZone. Do it now and save when you get a 5-plus quart oil change jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $18.99. Or upgrade to Max Life High Mileage and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $3 more. Restrictions and details at store. Parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention Tim Conway Jr. or KFI. Either one is fine. You're going to get $150 off your rebuild transmission or $100 off any other repair. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSoCal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's double A. You know you love it. MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
Today, I'm putting a BMW 3 Series to the test on the highway. Let's see what she's got. More power than ever. Check. Hold on. Toll booth coming up. What's more fun than paying money just so you can keep on driving? Same's true with maintenance costs. You see, most luxury cars have to go through a toll booth of sorts with every service visit. And those tolls can cost you up to thousands. Like the poor guy in front of me. Oh, that can't be fun. But not BMW. In fact, BMW is the only one of the top three luxury makes that offers no-cost maintenance. That means no service bills, just lots of... So, stop by BMW Center today for a test drive of the original Ultimate Driving Machine. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 328i sedan for $359 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com. Keyword calendar.
Little green men. Atmospheric manipulation. Alien abduction. Shadow people. Coast to coast, AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And join us on Phil TV and HD at philhendryshow.com. And I'd like to also invite you to watch Kevin Pollak's chat show at kevinpollakschatshow.com. Kevin's going to interview me on August the 7th, and that's at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Tomorrow he has on the brilliant Michael McKean from the... well, among many things, Spinal Tap film and, you know, Mighty Wind and all of that insanity. So that is tomorrow. That's Michael McKean, and I'll be on the 7th, and whoever else, you know, we really don't care. No, I do. And thanks for the invite, Kevin. Anyway, welcome back to our program. I was at Comic-Con this past few days. Actually, I was only there overnight. And I was very, very, very gratified to be invited to moderate a panel. And it was a panel that will feature the actors from Napoleon Dynamite. And the film, if you saw the movie Napoleon Dynamite, all of those actors are now involved in an animated series. And I was also fortunate enough to... I've just been very fortunate. You know, I don't have any talent. I just have a lot of... good fortune, got a lot of connections, a lot of people that pay people a lot of money to, you know, get me into certain things. Anyway, I was also fortunate enough to be a part of that animated series. So, you know, I was down in San Diego at Comic-Con, and perhaps you've heard of Comic-Con, perhaps, again, you haven't. I can't assume that everybody I'm talking to knows what the hell it is I'm talking about from half the time, you know. But Comic-Con is, I would say, and I think it's a good description. I don't think it's insulting. It's like nerd Halloween. It's like freak Woodstock. It's people dressing up in Batman outfits, Klingon wear, Spider-Man suits, everything, and people that are just there, sort of grungy and slacker selves, and guys like me, who you know, like your pot smoking uncle, which I don't, but. So it was an interesting crowd, and I moderated this panel of these very, very talented people, John Heder and, oh, my God, I'm going to forget the people, but Aaron Ruel and Diedrich Bader and Efren Ramirez. You know, you go online and look at Napoleon Dynamite and see all the great people that are there. The reason why I brought all of this up is not because I was at Comic-Con. The reason why I brought it up is because I sat on my ass in the hotel for a few hours before and after and in between, you know, because our hotel was just down from the convention center by not a very far stretch, perhaps a quarter of a mile at the most, walkable, and a lot of people walked from the hotel down to the convention center. And while I was there sitting on my ass, now keep in mind I could have been down in the hotel bar and I could have been hanging with my peeps. But I, you know, I'm kind of antisocial. So I'm upstairs and I'm watching this flick. Now, this to me was one of those moments watching this movie. It was called Catching Hell. You guys ever heard of it? It's a documentary. I've always been a documentary fan, and I always will be. When they're good, there's no better kind of movie making. This was a movie called Catching Hell, and it was about a guy by the name of Steve Bartman. Now, you may not know who he is. If you're a baseball fan and you were watching the National League Championship Series in 2003, you may remember a play where one of the Marlin hitters at Wrigley Field. He was a right-hander, and he popped a ball foul deep down the left field line. Moises Alou, the left fielder for the Cubs, came over, drifting over to his right, had his glove up. The ball is coming down somewhere between the player himself and the wall separating the fans. And as he put his glove up, another glove appears. In fact, another hand appears. Quite frankly, about three or four sets of hands appeared, but one had a glove on. And that glove belonged to Steve Bartman. And instead of the ball landing in the mitt of Moises Alou, the ball bounced off the glove of this fan by the name of Steve Bartman and bounced harmlessly into the seats. And from that day on to the present day, Steve Bartman's life changed forever. First of all, the guy had to be escorted from the stadium. He had to be escorted from the stadium by security, because the fans gradually turned on this man as they showed this replay over and over and over again. And people, especially beer-fueled baseball fans, this is not an intelligent group of people. Nobody is ever going to mistake a bunch of beer-sucking baseball fans, or football fans for that matter, as brain surgeons. So as the game went on, and these dumbasses kept focusing on Steve Bartman, never mind that one of the Cub infielders bobbled a ball that eventually led to the win by the Marlins. Never mind that the pitching sucked. Never mind that the Cubs suck anyway. This guy, Bartman, became the focus of the crowd's anger to the point where he had to be escorted out of the stadium by security through a circuitous route, a route that would take him away from the crowd. They looked for a cab, couldn't find one. And finally, the guy had to spend the night in the home of one of the security people who happened to live in an apartment near Wrigley Field. That's how much they feared for this man's safety. There were death threats to his home, death threats to his place of work. Steve Bartman had to go underground. And Steve Bartman has remained underground ever since that day. If you don't believe me, I'm telling you, you got to watch this movie, Catching Hell. Steve Bartman is out, and he's, you know, living his life, but he has a team of lawyers. He's got security. Nobody knows where he lives. Nobody knows what his phone number is. Steve Bartman, who everyone who knows him said was a fantastic guy, a Little League coach, a lifelong Cubs fan, a good man, has turned down hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars for interviews, or for souvenirs, or for autographs, anything. This guy has turned down the world because he doesn't want it to be perceived that he's rubbing it in or that he hates the Cubs, and he doesn't want it to be perceived that he's inviting his own death by doing anything other than staying as anonymous as he possibly can. And why is that? Because Cub fans, and quite frankly all baseball fans who've got a belly full of beer, are dumbasses and wanted to hang this on Steve Bartman. Now, what has this got to do with Amy Winehouse? We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. More news, including those cops and this woman with the, oh, man, who cut the penis off of the guy. Yeah, there's more to that story. World-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Now, Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. As you've been talking about, Hollywood celebrities say they're shocked, saddened to hear of singer Amy Winehouse's death. A 27-year-old Grammy winner was found dead today by ambulance crews called to her home in the North London's Camden area. According to TMZ, they apparently found signs of life of her when they found her at her home, but before they had even an opportunity to transport her, she was pronounced dead. Cause of death not immediately known. Many celebrities using Twitter to express their condolences. Actress Demi Moore said her heart goes out to Winehouse's family. Singer and actress Kelly Osbourne tweeted she lost one of her best friends. American Idol winner Kelly Clarkson called the death a waste of a gifted person. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems downtown.
It's a two-car crash that just popped up on the 10 freeway eastbound right before Santa Fe Avenue. Left lane blocked off here. That's causing a delay away from Alameda. If you're stuck in that, give us a call. Route saving you time traffic line. 888-500-5003. Also slowing on the northbound 110. That's between the 10 and the 101. 101 southbound through Hollywood. A little slow at Hollywood Boulevard towards the 5. Northbound also benches up at the 5 toward Highland. You clear up though once you pass that heading back into Studio City. Amy Salas, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Mike Diamond Plumbers. The death toll is now up to at least 92 from the bombing and shooting spree in Norway.
One of the key questions, was the suspect working alone or not? Police are definitely looking into that. The good news is the suspect is talking to a certain degree with police. He's also left a lot of evidence, both in terms of what happened in the bombing and in terms of his farm, the material there. Now, meanwhile, the search still continues around the island. There were more than 500 young people there at the Labour Party camp. Some are still missing. The shooting rampage taking about an hour and a half there. Many of those having to escape via the water, jumping out into the water.
Fox's Greg Burks says police saying the suspect from yesterday's attacks, Anders Bevik, has been described as a right-winger with anti-Muslim sentiments. Fire has damaged some cars at an apartment building in North Hollywood.
Just after 4 a.m. this morning, the Los Angeles Fire Department responded to the 11,000 block of Victory Boulevard in North Hollywood. And when they arrived on scene, we found at least three vehicles that were well involved in fire underneath a two-story garden-style apartment.
L.A. City Fire's Eric Scott says no one was injured. The cause of the fire under investigation. He wouldn't comment on reports that arson investigators are looking into whether this incident was connected to a mobile home fire in North Hollywood earlier. The airlines have found another way to get your money.
Some federal taxes on airline tickets expired on Friday when Congress failed to pass legislation to keep the Federal Aviation Administration running. Tom Parsons of bestfares.com says that doesn't mean you'll save money when you fly.
American, U.S. Airways, JetBlue, and AirTran actually raised their airfares by 7.5% to recoup those differences and put the money in their own pockets.
He says the expired taxes can account for $25 or $30 on a typical $300 round-trip ticket, so it pays to shop around for a carrier that has not raised prices. The Transportation Department expects to lose $200 million a week. Terry Anser, KFI News.
The forecast, much more of the old famous Phil Hendry, up next.
Today, I'm putting a BMW 3 Series to the test on the highway. Let's see what she's got. More power than ever, check. Hold on, toll booth coming up. What's more fun than paying money just so you can keep on driving? Same's true with maintenance costs. You see, most luxury cars have to go through a toll booth of sorts with every service visit. And those tolls can cost you up to thousands. Like the poor guy in front of me. Oh, that can't be fun. But not BMW. In fact, BMW is the only one of the top three luxury makes that offers no-cost maintenance. That means no service bills, just lots of... So, stop by BMW Center today for a test drive of the original Ultimate Driving Machine. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 328i sedan for $359 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Mostly clear skies tonight. A little bit of clouds and fog out there. Sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures a little bit cooler than today, only around 90. Same on Monday and into next week. It's 64 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news and right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Hakeem Salhi at 949-394-4983 today. That's Hakeem Salhi at 949-394-4983. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Get wild. Get lucky. Get to the point. Only at Luxor Las Vegas. Experience Chris Angel. Believe from Cirque du Soleil. Nightlife at LAX. Dining at Tender Steak and Seafood. Non-stop casino action. Book now at Luxor.com. Luxor Las Vegas. Get to the point.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Making truth serum, word by word.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Danger.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. And, of course, weeknights from 10 p. to 1 a. And we welcome you back on the program, and I hope that by next week I will be rid once and for all of this very troubling laryngitis. And I think I did at the beginning of the show. I went to Toronto, Canada to visit my relatives. And here's what happened, essentially. I've told my national audience, I'm in the hotel, and this was, it was Bollywood. The Indian film industry was in Toronto to have their Academy Awards, and that's cool, you know, but, and this is not a comment other than to say that there are far-flung parts of the globe, and when you bring people from a very far-flung part of the globe over to, say, our continent, and would be the same if we, from our continent, considered to be far-flung, let's say, in Asia, we went over to their part of the globe and brought with us some virus or some other form of disease that they had not experienced yet, I'm sure that there would be all kinds of hell to pay. And that's sort of been the history with the Asian flu, bird flu. Anyway, all of that is on my mind as I check into the hotel and I go downstairs and I want to use a computer. And they had at the Sheraton Center there in Toronto, a little kiosk of sorts that had computers and also AC outlets and places where one could charge a phone, use a computer, perhaps charge an iPad or one of those kinds of devices. So I was there, and sitting around this table along with myself was I believe to be a Chinese gentleman and a couple of folks who were, I would guess, were with the Bollywood crowd because they had on the sort of the thing. And there was, well, I shouldn't say, there was a dot. Anyway, so as they were using their computers and I was using mine, what I heard was, this one dude, you know, with all due respect, I looked at this guy and looking at somebody with a mean look, that ain't going to get him to do nothing. I don't know what I thought I was doing. As I looked at this guy, I gave him this look like, hey, but how about either covering your mouth or going outside and never coming back or I don't know. But when he did that, the thought immediately came to my mind, I think I'm dead meat. I think I know what's going on here. I am from North America, and these people are from Asia. And you know what that means when they cough. And so, yes, when I got on the plane, I believe that that's what I got. And I, you know, that's just, and I always will believe that because I'm a racist. And no, that's just, that's the reality, you know. And as I was flying home from, I took a connector from Dallas. As I was flying home, I started to feel sick, and that was it. Now, 3 weeks later, here I am with his throat, but I'm sure things will be better by next week. Now, what else? I wanted, oh, shoot. I had one other thing I wanted to tell you guys about. Oh, when I was in Canada and I was going to the hotel, there are a lot of things that I'm very liberal on. One of them is gay marriage. I guess that's liberal. I hate putting those terms on those issues because nothing has destroyed the communication in this country more than being called a liberal or a conservative. Nothing has driven us to the point where we are today more readily than the fact that we have liberals and conservatives. Nothing has driven America to the point of default, to the point of, you know, this astronomical debt, to the point of distraction like never before, to this so-called worst economic. I got news for you folks, by the way, if you don't mind me saying, I hate to burst anybody's bubble. No, this is not the worst economic condition we've had since the Great Depression. I don't know what people are talking about. All you got to do is either read history or read a newspaper or read anything. Just pick up a book and read something. This is not the worst recession we've had since the Great Depression. The recession in the early 80s with 10% unemployment, well, no, more than that. We had interest rates and unemployment and inflation. Perhaps not so much unemployment, but we had interest rates up around 20%. We had inflation that was out of control. And yes, we had unemployment, all of it, 10%, 11%, 12%. So don't give me this horse dung about this being the worst. It's the worst because somebody with a big fat mouth said it was the worst. And in that sense, I lay that on President Obama. Now, I don't dislike the president. In fact, I wish him well, man. I hope he does. I hope he kicks ass. Because, frankly, it'll shut up a lot of people that I don't like. But, you know, you got to get things a little bit straighter than you get them. And this is not. Now, it's going on a long time, and we have a lot more nervous people today than we had then. We've got a lot better ways of communicating how nervous we are. We got Susie Orman telling us that she's seeing soup lines, which, no, she ain't. But she said it, and she said it on Larry King, so it's got to be true. But be that as it may, no, this is not the worst economic condition that we've ever come up against. But I was reading, reading the newspaper, and I'm in the cab, and I'm on my way to Toronto. And this guy, this cab driver, says to me, blah, blah, you know, bunch of stuff, and where you from, you know, and I'm here to visit family. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of things have changed in this city. He says, yeah. He says, you know, we fortunately for us, we avoided the recession. You guys are, because we have these banking laws. I said, no kidding. He says, yeah. And he pointed to me a couple of high-rises that are going up in Toronto. Both of them are residential. Both of them with condominium units that are all purchased and paid for. And both of them under construction and on their way to the stars. So in other words, these buildings were started after they sold the units. See? And now they are under construction. And I have to say, it's an impressive thing to see two residential towers going up in downtown Toronto, where my country is, you know, we're still running around looking for a cigarette butt to pick up and smoke. So anyway, the guy says to me the wrong thing. What's the wrong thing to say to me? Well, it's not really the wrong thing, but I don't know where cab drivers, maybe they take a look at my face and I look like the dumb and innocent type of guy, maybe. But anyway, this guy starts in about how better their gun laws are. I said, stop right there. He said, oh, well, sir. And I said, no, I don't mean any offense, sir, but I just, you're never ever going to convince me that you got any gun laws up here that I'm envious of, okay? So don't even worry about it. Oh, no, I didn't mean anything, sir. I just, no, I know that. I said, but the history of this country, Canada, is completely different from the history of my country, as you know. And not only that, you guys don't have anywhere near the population we have. I go to Toronto as the biggest city in Canada. Am I right or am I wrong? Yes? Yes. You go to Toronto, and I'm sorry, it's a beautiful city, but I might as well be in a large Minneapolis. That's how it strikes me. I know they got theater and they got ball games and they just got all this marvelous stuff, and that's great. And it's a beautiful town and they're great people. But I'm not looking at a city that is seething and roiling like a New York or a Los Angeles or even a Chicago. It looks like it looks like Minneapolis on steroids. Some guy's standing out in front of the cop station. It's actually the old City Hall in Toronto. I guess it's now a cop precinct. This guy's a Cuban, and he's got a sign, and he's protesting police torture in Canada. And he's yelling, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs about the cops that tortured him in Canada. And people are walking by and staring at that, and they want to engage him on how Canada is killing third world people. They don't give a damn that this guy was tortured by cops. They want to talk about how Canada is taking the third world people and sticking them on a spit. So anyway, this guy is telling me about the gun. I says, I'll just hold it right there, man. I says, you know, oh, no, sir, you got to understand. So then he launches into, when I told him, well, you know, I don't want to hear about your Canadian gun laws. I don't give a damn. Don't, because nothing you got to tell me. You know, don't give me this bull crap about your low crime rate, and that means, you know, because of the guns. You know, never in the history of my country has a guy gone back into the back of a bus, picked up a guy, and sawed his head off in front of everybody. And then, you know, hung it out the window of the bus. Now, I don't know what you call that, man. And I know it wasn't done with a gun. But anyway, you cut it, Jack. That's pretty weird. And that happened in your country, not mine. So, well, you know, sir, seriously, no, I know what you mean by gun, sir. Why, hell, I've had a gun. Why, I got to tell you about it. And then he launches into his war stories. Well, all of this stuff came back to me when I was reading about Norway. Now, before anybody gets, well, people already have gone online and they're already talking about how, in fact, I saw one poll. Well, you see, they're lax gun laws. That you really? Is that right? Maybe I ought to learn something about Norway. First of all, that country has almost as long and deep a tradition of gun ownership as this one. Why? One of the reasons is they hunt. And they hunt, you think we hunt? Man, they hunt a lot in Norway. One of their biggest sports is that biathlon. You know what that means? They're on skis with guns. We wouldn't know how to do that. I mean, we've got to learn how to do that. These people in Norway, they're born on skis, and they stick a gun in their hands, and they're riding along cutting down caribou and reindeer and elk or whatever the hell it is for the Sunday dinner. So they got guns coming out of their ears in Norway, and they have for a long, long time. A long, long time. So don't give me this horse dung, and I don't want to hear anybody jumping on the bandwagon and saying, well, it's Norway. They're so small, we can muscle them. We can muscle them over to our side of the debate. It's got nothing to do with guns. I'll tell you what's happening in Norway is what's happening around this country, around this world, and that is there's sort of a cultural hyper-shift. People see that a political point of view may be affected more readily with a gun, or maybe it's just the fact that they got more people in Norway now. And that means they've got a few more nuts. I don't know. All right, we're going to come back here, and I'd like to say we're going to talk about the woman who cut that guy's penis off, but I don't think we will. Maybe something else. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI is on a need-to-know basis. And boy, do you need to know.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
A football player doesn't always wear a football uniform, and a businessman doesn't always wear a business suit. The fact of the matter is that most of us are different people at different times, which is why we built a car for both sides of you. For your more refined side, the 2012 Acura TL offers a sophisticated new design, Bluetooth hands-free link, and an optional 10-speaker ELS surround premium audio system. For your more aggressive side, it has a powerful V6 engine and a 6-speed automatic transmission that delivers greater performance and fuel efficiency. The newly refined Acura TL. Aggression in its most elegant form. To learn more, visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Acura. Advance. 20 City, 29 Highway, 2012 EPA mileage estimates for TL base models with automatic transmission. Used for comparison purposes only. Actual mileage will vary.
Southern California. Visit your Acura dealer today for 0.9% APR financing on the 2012 TL for well-qualified buyers. Offer ends September 6, 2011. See dealer for details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom coming up at 10 o'clock. Counts at 92 people killed in Norway, and Malcolm X just wasn't important enough. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Downtown's clearing up.
We had an earlier two-car crash along the 10 freeway heading eastbound. It was right before Santa Fe Avenue. All out of lanes. Still a delay, though, coming away from Alameda. Stuff out on the northbound 110 as well. That's between the 10 and the 101. Southbound slowing along the 101. That's through Hollywood. Starting off at Hollywood Boulevard towards the 5. Northbound also bunches up between the 5 and Highland. Slow and go right now. 10 freeway eastbound between the 605 and Puente. That's your drive in Baldwin Park. KFI traffic brought to you by Chevy. I'm Amy Sellis.
They're young, innovative, on the technological cutting edge. No, not the latest batch of internet entrepreneurs. We're talking about the 2011 lineup from Mercedes-Benz. The youngest, freshest vehicles in the luxury car class, backed by 125 years of engineering prowess. Consider the 2011 M-Class, now available for just $529 a month. With breakthrough technology like PreSafe, which can actually detect and prepare for an accident before it happens, the M-Class is leading the way to the future by pioneering active safety systems. Come into your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer to discover all the great offers that can put you behind the wheel of a 2011 ML350, like a low lease rate of just $529 a month for 33 months with $5,074 due at signing. Hurry in today. A new year, a new level of innovation from Mercedes-Benz.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services and participating dealers through August 1st, 2011. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
Tim Conmajerna here on KFI. This is a very special invitation to anybody considering an upcoming move, a poker move, that is. That's right. If you're looking for a casino to call your new poker home, Commerce Casino would like to welcome you. Tired of playing no-stakes poker online? No need to stay home when you can win real money in the world's largest poker casino. just a few minutes from downtown Los Angeles. Commerce Casino deals out the playing action 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, featuring the most poker tables in any one place in the world and the most baccarat tables in California. Intimidated by the thought of playing poker in a casino? No problem. We offer free poker classes through the Commerce Casino University of Poker. Commerce Casino offers gaming experience for every skill level. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are given away every single month through daily tournaments and cash giveaways. Come down to the Commerce Casino, which is minutes from downtown Los Angeles and north of Orange County. Take the Washington exit off the 5 freeway. Visit us on Facebook and Twitter. For more information, go to commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your home is where you feel the safest, but a silent threat may be lurking. One you can't see, smell, or taste. Is carbon monoxide the leading cause of accidental poisoning deaths in America? I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning, yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. And, as of July 1st, it's the law. The CSFA supports the safety measure and urges you not to wait. CO poisonings happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. Common sources include gas-burning appliances, grills, and generators. Take this simple step to protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org.
Tasting a Sabra dip for the first time can be a bit like listening to a new piece of world music.
Et voilà pour le goût de la chose. Je goûte tout ça l'aventure à temps. Et voilà.
How about adding some Asian flavor? Let's punch it up with some Latin spice. Still missing something. There we go. Tasting Sabra, inspired by the fresh, delicious flavors of the world, is a bit like listening to yodeling kabuki salsa dancing hip-hop. Sabra, adventure awaits. Discover our new delicious flavors of hummus, basil pesto and buffalo style. Find them in the refrigerated section of your local grocer today.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take their word for it. 5 IIH top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager Seth Koshy Agency at 714-903-7400.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Just a few more minutes here on the program. As during the break, I was looking at my inbox, my email, and I have this big long red bar there that says you are running out of space. And I'm not that bright when it comes to a lot of things, but particularly clearing out my inbox so that I have enough space to get more mail. And so I'm trying to figure out which one of these pieces of mail is the offender. And I get a lot of things that, you know, have a lot of attachments. You know, for instance, I'll get news stories, and sometimes I'll get lists of things. I get PDF things, as you do, attached, and I keep, you know, deleting and deleting and deleting and deleting and deleting. And I still get this damn red thing telling me there's too much, you know. Somebody sent me something on laryngitis. Maybe I'll try and delete that. Maybe that's causing all of this to back up. Because at some point, you know, people will no longer be able to send me email, and maybe that's a blessing. I'll have to figure that one out. Anyway, world famous Phil Hendry Show here, back every night 10 to 1 on KTLK AM 1150, and here on Saturday nights on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio until 10 o'clock. We got George Norrie, who'll be coming up in just a few minutes. But anyway, to finish up this whole thing about Norway, what happened there, you know, has to do with in my opinion, and, you know, I've had a lot of discussions about this with the great Dr. Stone there in New York, you know, the psychiatrist. You know, I always say to him, Dr. Stone, we just have more people. And if you have more people, you have a higher capacity, or higher, I should say, you have a higher per capita of everything, don't you? Good people, crazy people. Well, no, Phil. There seems to be an acceleration. And I said, well, that makes sense when you look at how everything's accelerating. So maybe that, you know, everything accelerates when we talk about progress and social and technological evolution. The time span between things shrinks. Because the more we know, the more we invent. The more we invent, we know more. And then, you know, like that. So probably something like that is happening. And as Norway gets smarter about certain things, and as they have more people living in their country, and they do, and Norway has more people of, you know, more people from around the world, not just blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. But I'm not hanging that up necessarily. I'm saying this guy in Norway, this jackass, claimed to be a white supremacist. You guys that are white supremacists, you must just love this kind of advertising, huh? You must just love guys like this going around and saying, oh, and by the way, I'm a white supremacist. It must just really get the, does it get the enrollment numbers? You know, if it does, if I were you, and I'm not you, and nor would I ever want to be, but just a word of advice, if you start to see a lot of guys enrolling or enlisting or whatever the hell it is you guys do to become a official white supremacist, I would discourage that. You know, like we've cut it off. We're not taking any more members. Really? Because I saw the thing in Norway. No, that's why. Now, you're missing the whole point there, pal. Because some of the most unbelievable, and I understand you could probably throw a whole bunch of terrible things that left-wingers have done, but I mean, that one scumbag over here that opened up in a child care center who called himself a Nazi. Now, this scum who calls himself a Nazi, it's always been a firm belief of mine, and it will never change. If an individual is sane when he commits an act like this, then I say give him his trial. As the man said, give him a fair trial followed by a first-class hanging. I mean, you know, who would deny that is the right thing to do? And, yeah, I know that there are a lot of people who are against the death penalty because they think it's inhumane. I can't figure that one out. Maybe I need to. I swear to God, I probably have to get smarter. I can't figure that. I don't see what's inhumane about it at all. I see it as being, because I'm a human, then I can define what's humane, can't I? And I would never treat an animal like that. I would never treat an animal the way some of these scumbags treat animals. So the fact that they treat other humans that way, I think at that point we can make the decision, you know what, you're going down for the count, so thanks a lot. And I still want to visit Norway, and just like I still want to go to Israel. All right, coming up, we got George Norrie. Don't forget philhenryshow.com. Go over, get a backstage pass. You can watch tonight's video cast on demand if you missed it. And, of course, KFIAM640.com. And listen to all of the podcasts for all the great shows on KFI. George is next. I'm Phil Henry. See you guys next week, 7 p.m. on KFI AM640. More stimulating talk radio.
I'm clear, man.
Saturday, thanks, guys, July 23rd.
All right, bye-bye.
Mind growing.
Boy, those poor guys at KFI. I hope that my throat was not as... let me see here. I got a piece of email coming in here. Got a piece of email coming in. What is wrong with me? All right, let's see here. I definitely have to figure out what the fuck is jamming up my my email because, I'm going back to the doctor because, you know, he's got to give me an extra powerful big pill thing because I don't want to keep using my throat. Because what happened to me, and I remember when it happened, it was in 1983, and I had had a cold that fall, and I went to a Ram game, and it was raining, and that didn't have anything to do with what happened to my throat, but I just remember the game because it was raining. But we went to the Rams game, and they got their fucking asses handed to them by the Washington Redskins. Go back to the L.A. Rams home versus the Washington Redskins, 1983, and you will see that they got their fucking asses handed to them. Was it 83 or 84? Oh, shit. Maybe 83. 83. Anyway, so make a long story short, I came home from that game after screaming myself hoarse and realized that I wasn't getting any better. And I went to the doctor, and he looked at me through the scope. Sure enough, I had vocal nodules. And I had to begin to reuse my voice. I had to do I mean, I really had to do a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, I'm hoping that I don't have that. I don't think I do, because I have not really beat my voice up. I have been on the radio sparingly over the last few weeks. I have been on the radio more this week, but we'll see. So until next week, or until Monday night, or until I, you know, until I have no throat left, no voice left, and with no voice, hence no show, I'm Phil Hendry. And don't forget, philhendryshow.com is your place, with or without me, your home away from home. Your home away from home, and your only connection to me, and certainly your only way to give me $6.95 a month. Thank you very much.